Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, the second hour of our weekend program. We got lots to talk about this hour, and we want you to be part of it. 877-726-8255 for comments and questions. Among the things we're going to talk about, a new blood test can forecast the potential to develop Alzheimer's even decades before symptoms take hold. Also, on the subject of Alzheimer's, can health and lifestyle changes protect folks from developing Alzheimer's, even if they're at high risk genetically? 877-726-8255, that and other stories this hour, plus your phone calls and questions. This is a fascinating story. It's about a new proposal to come up with an alternative to the current Olympic Games. Now, as you know, the Olympic Games are carefully regulated by something called WADA, the World Anti-Doping Association. Nevertheless, it's estimated that 44% of athletes admit to using banned performance-enhancing substances. And so it's kind of a cat-and-mouse game. The Russians have many times been disqualified. The East Germans under communism were notorious for using performance-enhancing drugs. You see that in the Tour de France, it's a frequent theme. There are a variety of ways to go with these performance-enhancing drugs that I'll describe in just a moment. But the new idea is just put it out all in the open and just to acknowledge that people are going to dope. And so let's make the games about their athletic performance, but also about their scientific ingenuity, their ability to merge their training and their real aptitudes with high-tech medical developments, you know, such as things like EPO, which boosts the red blood cell count. It's used in patients with anemia, but it's also been used by athletes. It's highly illegal. The other is what's called blood doping, which means that you donate blood and it's kept refrigerated. And then before an event, you get a blood transfusion, which increases the oxygen carrying capacity of your blood. Also can be dangerous because when you take a blood transfusion and already have normal blood count, you thicken your blood, you can put yourself at risk for blood clots, and people have died. There's also anabolic steroids, and there are so many different variants of them. It is really, really a very, very refined process by which some of these athletes select and combine and cycle some of these compounds. And as you can see in, for example, you know, there's Olympic weightlifting where the guys just look strong, but they don't have like really, they don't really look shredded. they don't look like bodybuilders. Now, bodybuilders, it's about appearance. And they flex their muscles, they, you know, starve themselves, they dehydrate so that they have, you know, so the veins pop out and the muscle definition is there. But actual Olympic bodybuilders are just about strength. You know, how much weight can you heft? The bodybuilders are not under the WADA restrictions, so they use all kinds of stuff. And often they die young. They die young of, you know, cardiovascular disease. It doesn't end well for them. They really put their health on the line so that they can look awesome. And then there's growth hormone, which, of course, has been the bane of Major League Baseball and other sports. And that, again, is detectable with tests. But in the enhanced Olympics, it's like, yeah, let it happen. Go for it. There's various forms of speed. There's stimulants that can, you know, and caffeine, let's face it, is a legal stimulant. People take it before events. I sometimes take a little caffeine, and because I'm caffeine naive, I don't drink a lot of caffeine. Taking a little bit of caffeine increases performance, no question. And now there's a new category of drugs. They're called myostatin inhibitors. And they're interesting drugs. They're actually being proposed as a way to counteract the effects of Ozempic, Mounjaro, these GLP-1 drugs and combo drugs that help people lose weight. Well, you lose a lot of muscle. The drug makers are thinking of using myostatin inhibitors as a way of preventing muscle loss when people lose scads of weight. Well, the athletes are going to get a hold of it, and that's going to make them have super big and super strong muscles, because myostatin is something that inhibits muscle size and growth. And if you inhibit the inhibitor, you get a net positive. You know, double negative is a positive. So you're going to get massive muscles, super strong athletes. They're going to participate in some of the events, not all the events, the Olympic events. You know, they're going to get rid of, curling and things like that. But they're going to compete in various areas of track and field, swimming, gymnastics, combat, and weightlifting. And boy, it's going to be kind of crazy. And Peter Thiel, who's a billionaire, has said, yeah, I'm down with it. He's putting some seed money into this. The developer of this is a guy named Aaron D'Souza. He's a lawyer, represented wrestler Hulk Hogan in his Peter Thiel-funded privacy case that bankrupted Gawker Media, if you'll remember, back in 2016. D'Souza calls this a real, honest, and open celebration of scientific innovation, right? Okay, because, you know, it's going to be like kind of a proving ground for all these different performance-enhancing treatments. So the concern is, you know, are people going to die? Are they going to do themselves irrevocable harm? There is a concern. Critics of this say this is just horrible. D'Souza says, no, it's just a real honest performance event, full-on, using all of the above performance enhancers. They say the 200 or so athletes will have clinical supervision, full health insurance, and undergo, quote, a full system health check before competing. But, I wonder how it's going to pan out. I think it's going to attract a lot of media attention, because this is just catnip for social media and broadcast television, because they say that the Olympic Games are kind of staid and outmoded. There's like, you know, old fashioned thing developed by an aristocrat in 1896, amidst the Victorian period. And this idea of pure athletic competition is kind of, you know, it's old hat, mustache Pete. And we need new, exciting ways to revive our interest in sports. Well, we'll see. We'll see if it pans out. The Enhanced Olympic Games. 877-726-8255, our number. And when we return, we'll take some of your phone calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. But you may not know that CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your pets. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CBD Sciences, which is now proud to introduce premier CBD chews tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There are two varieties, Plus CBD pet hip and joint health chews and Plus CBD pet calming care chews. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's pet wellness blends.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's KYOLIC.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
60 seconds of service. This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. Robbie Cassis, a personal trainer and military member, started a new program called Fit for Service. Fit for Service is a group training session designed for active duty military members, veterans, and first responders. Veterans with a 100% disability rating can join the program for free. Robbie Cassis brings energy and excitement during his personal training sessions with his clients. He encourages them to dig deep and push hard to reach their fitness goals. Cassis says that with a physician's approval, he can show veterans how to safely stay active and strengthen their mind, body, and soul. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
For eligible individuals, 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home, all done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Aw, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/try. That's JabraEnhance.com/try. JabraEnhance.com/try.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Shelters in Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, situated where I like to be on weekends, sharing vital health information with you. It doesn't get any better than that. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take one of those calls that people recorded when they called in during the week.
I have a wound that won't heal. The wound occurred when I had an arterial bypass in my leg, which was later followed by a below knee amputation. The wound got infected and has healed over a couple of times, but it opens up again. It's been very prone to weeping, clear fluids for the duration, the whole time.
Okay, so, wound healing, that's a big theme. And clearly, this is a caller who has something called PAD, peripheral arterial disease, because he had some kind of bypass procedure, and then that didn't really work to restore blood flow, and then he had to have an amputation. And often this occurs in the setting of diabetes. So I don't know whether this guy's diabetic, but it's likely he is. Perhaps a former smoker, that's certainly a risk factor for peripheral arterial disease. And then, of course, very out-of-range lipids can sometimes accelerate that. But it's usually the heart that takes the brunt of that before the extremities if you have high cholesterol. So, okay, what do you do for this? Well, you're under care. And so typically what they will do is they'll do therapies to improve circulation and help wound healing. They actually have some new compounds which are growth factors that they can apply directly to wounds. That can be helpful. Also, I highly would recommend hyperbaric oxygen. And that is actually something that's covered by insurance for wound healing. So some of the things that where hyperbaric oxygen might be helpful, dementia, or traumatic brain injury, things like that. You pays your money and you takes your chance. It's not covered by insurance. But there's even some studies on hyperbaric oxygen for inflammatory bowel disease, like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, to help facilitate healing in the intestine. So, all right. Other things that can be helpful in terms of supplementation, my favorite supplement for accelerating wound healing is these nitrate supplements, so beet-derived things, nitric oxide, dilates blood vessels, improves circulation. You can also take arginine and kind of go at it two ways. The nitrates work on one nitric oxide pathway, dietary nitrates and supplementary nitrates. The arginine and or citrulline or sometimes in combination, those enhance circulation. Pycnogenol has some circulatory enhancing effects, and maybe ginkgo biloba could also go into that equation. Just make sure you have adequate vitamin C and zinc. These are some of the key nutrients that are helpful for wound healing. That could make a difference for you. And obviously, control your blood sugar to the best of your abilities, because to the extent you have high blood sugar, that's going to interfere with healing. So there you have it in a nutshell. 877-726-8255, our number. Does fatigue sometimes hold you back? Well, studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years of age. It's inevitable. It then contributes to a loss of energy and vitality. The only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production is NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. And clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and thereby it may counteract some of the effects of aging. NT Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. There's full-spectrum vitamin and mineral formulas like ProPax with NT Factor, immune support formulas, targeted nutrition, and then there's pure NT Factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. In a powder form or wafer form. I've been using NT Factor for years and prescribe it to my patients. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or you can order direct by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to NT ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Those of you looking for NT Factor on FullScript, a little spotty on FullScript, so go directly to ntfactor.com or call 800-982-9158 to order. This item has to do with the impact of a new type of blood test on dementia diagnosis. The findings reported in Nature Aging. All right, so there is no single blood test that predicts whether you're going to be at risk for Alzheimer's. And even the ApoE blood test, which suggests that you might be at higher risk, lifestyle factors like adequate sleep, adequate exercise, great diet, nutritional supplements, avoidance of harmful habits like smoking, these can protect seniors from Alzheimer's. There was a recent study which is called the SMART study, for standing for Systematic Multi-Domain Alzheimer's Risk Reduction Trial, looked at lifestyle factors, and they found that you could actually slow progression towards dementia or avoid it entirely through adoption of simple lifestyle habits, and even in people who were genetically at risk. This new blood test involves something called proteomic testing. They actually used 1,500 blood proteins, and they found that an assortment of them together predict the risk of developing dementia. Now, you need a computer, you need machine learning and AI to put this all together, because the human brain looks at all these results, and I can't make hide nor hair of it. But using AI, they found that there was an algorithm that they can use. Blood levels of four different proteins were strongly associated with dementia. These are not commonly tested for, but in the future, we'll develop tests that are called proteomic tests based on machine learning and artificial intelligence that will look at a variety of factors together to identify risk of various diseases well ahead, and then we can undertake preventive care. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Owner Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals includes crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 877-726-8255. Jot that number down because anytime you like during the week, you can record a question, and those questions become fodder for our weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. You can also email us questions via questions@drhoffman.net, and those will form the basis for our weekly Q&A with Layla. Lots of ways to get us to respond to your questions and your interests here on Intelligent Medicine. So, all right, let's hear from one of our recorded questions.
I recently got blood work and my lipid panel came back very high. Total cholesterol 273, triglycerides 234, VLDL cholesterol 45, and LDL 183. I was sent for a scan that detects calcium and plaque in the arteries. My calcium score was zero and I have no plaque in my arteries, the doctor said. I eat a mostly plant-based diet and pretty healthy. How is it possible that my lipids are so out of whack?
Okay, well, this is really a fascinating question, and embedded in it are two paradoxes. One is the paradox by which a vegan diet or vegetarian diet, which is very low in cholesterol, can still result in a high cholesterol. And that is because some people genetically produce more cholesterol and triglycerides. And in particular, sometimes on a vegetarian diet, One consumes a lot of starch. The carbohydrates in starch tend to increase your triglycerides, and thereby that has an impact on your cholesterol. One-fifth, the mathematical equation is one-fifth of your triglycerides get added on to your normal body's cholesterol production. And so let's say if your cholesterol is 200 ordinarily, but your triglycerides are, let's see if I'm doing the math correctly, 200, you can add 40 points, one-fifth of your triglycerides to your cholesterol. Your cholesterol would be 240 just because of the triglycerides alone. And by reducing your triglycerides 100 points, you could drop your cholesterol 20 points. That's kind of a rough example of how that works. However, you really have a super high cholesterol, and that is a form of what is called genetic hyperlipidemia. And generally, people with that condition are prone to atherosclerosis at an early age, and they develop heart problems, strokes. They die young. And often with people of that condition, there's a family history. You know, you say, well, you know, my dad died at 45 of a heart attack, and my uncle died at 52, and nobody seems to make it past 60 in my family. Well, maybe you've got one of those genetic hyperlipidemias. And those are often treated very aggressively with cholesterol-lowering drugs. But the key here is the second paradox, which is amidst abysmal numbers, really high cholesterol, you have zero plaque. And that's what I continuously try to point out in my writings and in my practice, is that cholesterol is not the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular risk, and not even LDL cholesterol, which is the culprit these days. I just wrote an article about this, because they always want to treat LDL. But what you really need to do is what you did, which is to have your coronary arteries checked. And if you have very little or no plaque, there's not much consequence to your high cholesterol. Now, you sound like middle age or older. If this happened when you were 20 or 25, I'd say, well, you know, you got about 70 more years of potential life, and over decades with that high cholesterol, you could begin to develop cardiovascular disease. But if you're older, if you say 70, and the finding is you have zero plaque, it'd be pretty hard to imagine that in the ensuing 20 years of your life or more, you know, if you're lucky, 30 years, that you could go from zero to the red zone in terms of a plaque score in the hundreds that could signify the potential for obstruction and blood clots and heart attacks and strokes. So how is it possible? Well, I think that we, you know, in our hubris, where we believe we know everything, there's still some unrevealed secrets about why people like you seem to have Teflon arteries, that there you may have some as yet undiscovered factor that may be revealed in the future that protects you from the consequences of super high cholesterol. And, you know, you really should be studied. You know, they should put you in a lab and analyze you 6 ways to Sunday to figure out what is it about you that, A, generates the high cholesterol, even on a diet that's low in cholesterol, but more importantly, why is it that in the face of high cholesterol, you don't have any plaque? So, thank you very much for sharing that. And the bottom line is that people who have high cholesterol, who are told that merely because they have high cholesterol they should go on a statin, sometimes that's a really good idea. Sometimes it's unnecessary. The analogy I use is, you know, you wear seatbelts when you're driving in your car, but if your car's in the garage and you decide to clean out your glove compartment, do you put the seatbelts on? Probably there's not a lot of gain to be had from putting your seatbelts on in that instance. 877-726-8255, our number. You can jumpstart your healthy New Year's resolution this year. Well, if you haven't already abandoned it, because statistics show that by this time of the year, about 70-80% of people have already abandoned their New Year's resolutions. But you can improve your overall health with reduced pricing on all my favorite supplements from Thorne. Right now, my entire curated selection of Thorne supplements is 20% off, including Thorne's cutting-edge brain support formula, Cinequel. I've added Cinequel to my personal daily regimen to fend off cognitive decline. It tastes great. It's a powder. You can add it to water. And through some ingenious food chemistry, they've made all the potent ingredients there. They've camouflaged them so that it tastes great, goes down easy, and you get all the benefits. Cinequel is rich in the best research ingredients that support brain function. Its active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of specific nutrients for shorter-term support after an impact-related head injury. Because this product, folks, was developed by an expert on TBI, traumatic brain injury. But what works for traumatic brain injury is also great for slowing or preventing neurodegenerative decline. Just go to drhoppen.com/thorn, that's T-H-O-R-N-E, for 20% off Cinequel, as well as my entire curated selection of Thorne products. That's drhoppen.com/thorn. All right, they talk a lot about racism in medicine. I mean, it's a big trend now in the wake of George Floyd and BLM. We're looking everywhere in all our institutions for signs of systemic racism and lack of equity. And I, to some extent, you know, that there's an argument to be made that African Americans and minorities are less well served by our healthcare system. Is there systematic bias or prejudice? You know, I got to say, in my medical career, I don't believe so, because I go to bat for all my patients, regardless of their, you know, race, creed, religion, you know, skin color, appearance. Makes no difference to me, and I think to the vast majority of my colleagues, it makes no difference whatsoever. But here's an instance where there may be a form of racism, because remember those devices that we all used during COVID? You know, if we got sick with COVID, we would put our finger into a little device, relatively inexpensive devices, you know, middle double digits in price. I mean, more sophisticated one could cost over $100, but they're relatively cheap. And it was recommended that people use these devices to determine if they really should pull a ripcord, show up at the emergency room because they were having difficulty breathing and oxygenating due to a severe case of COVID. These devices are called pulse ox or pulse oximeters. And they work by, it's an amazing technology. You don't have to, it used to be in the hospital, I would check people's blood oxygen all the time through a painful needle stick in the wrist. Ouch. Now we'll be able to do it non-invasively, and it's pretty accurate. I've used them on myself. I've used them on patients. But it turns out that you can get inaccurate results with darker skin. Hey, kind of makes sense, right? The darker skin may block whatever impulses it is that they measure. The FDA wrote, although pulse oximeters provide clinical benefit for patients through the non-invasive estimation of blood oxygen saturation, which you can do on your own. So it's a self-test where you can help your doctor assess whether you're in trouble. The risks associated with inaccurate pulse oximeter readings must be well understood. And so they say, the clinical evidence does demonstrate disparate performance in patients with darker skin pigmentation. So what are they going to do? They're going to have to come up with a way to adjust, maybe put a chip or some kind of, you know, algorithm in the device to assess the baseline skin color characteristics and adjust for them. It points out that a lot of the drugs that we test, the devices that we test, are tested basically on healthy young to middle-aged white males. And women often are underrecognized with this. And it's also, you know, we sometimes extrapolate and say, well, if it's good in adults, we can use it in kids. Well, kids are different. But also there are, let's face it, there are distinct racial differences in the way people respond to medications. And here's an example where it might be warranted to say, hey, let's look at the impact of using these devices in people with different skin colors and adjust their accuracy for variations in skin pigment. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Antifactor lipids. Antifactor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Antifactor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using Antifactor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the Antifactor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
For eligible individuals, 18 and older only. Results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select Premium Package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home. All done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Aw, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhanced Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/try. That's JabraEnhance.com/try. JabraEnhance.com/try.
You have more wealth than your neighbor, and they don't have a clue. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Don't get into this vicious cycle of trying to compete with people on social media or people you live near with material items. If you're putting money away, you can take advantage of those opportunities throughout your life. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget. Never settle. Never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. That's 800-419-1964.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. And let's take one final recorded question. Let's hear it.
I'm a 56-year-old female, and I suffer from vertigo. And I was wondering, is there any treatment or supplement that I can take or diet that I can follow that will help me? At times, it is quite debilitating.
Okay. Well, you know, first of all, I'll note your age and sex. And at 56, a lot of women are going through menopause. And typically, menopausal symptoms are hot flashes and, you know, that kind of thing. But hot flashes are a manifestation of what's called the autonomic nervous system that's kind of out of control. And that happens when your hormones change. And sometimes that manifests as dizziness and lightheadedness. So I would look into that possible connection. It, you know, it may be a false start, but I wouldn't ignore the potential for menopause to exacerbate those symptoms. So that's number one. Number two, when it comes to diet, often a trigger for lightheadedness and dizziness is ups and downs of blood sugar. So I would go on a diet that stabilizes blood sugar. It's even conceivable that certain food allergens have an impact on that, too, because they affect all parts of the body, the brain, the inner ear, and sometimes a cleaner diet, what we call an oligoantigenic diet or a paleo diet, where we eliminate some of the common food allergens like wheat and dairy, can improve people's equilibrium. So that's worth thinking about. I would also consider supplements like ginkgo biloba. Ginkgo biloba has been touted in treating vertigo and dizziness. And sometimes certain lipoflavonoids, a category of things mostly derived from citrus, that have some bona fides in treating dizziness. So dizziness and vertigo are very hard to treat. You know, each therapy or intervention has maybe a, you know, 20 or 30% chance of improving it. Since dizziness and vertigo trigger a lot of anxiety, I recommend cognitive behavioral therapy for dizziness and anxiety because sometimes when you experience that, it's kind of amplifies and you get into sort of this cascade of fear and anxiety and apprehension that only makes matters worse. And sometimes contextualizing and saying, okay, this is a transient thing, it's not a big thing, it's not, you know, it's going to get better, let it pass, through cognitive behavioral therapy can be helpful. And sometimes the treatment for dizziness and vertigo is, unfortunately, antidepressants or even more potent benzodiazepines. I mean, if you're really experiencing a dizzy spell in the emergency room, they may give you Valium to really calm you down, because there's nothing as disconcerting as the feeling of, the ground is moving under you. You know, that sets off a lot of alarm bells in your nervous system. Finally, there's something called vestibular rehabilitation, which is actually the pioneer in that is my namesake, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. He's an ear, nose, and throat doctor, very prominent here in New York City. I sometimes get his mail by mistake, and we get confused between one another. He developed vestibular rehabilitation, which is a way of accustoming people to moving through space and changing position without experiencing vertigo. It's kind of a form of physical therapy that helps to accustom you to those position changes. So there you have it. I think there's a variety of things that can be helpful. I think magnesium may have a calmative effect. Anything that's calmative, even potentially CBD, could be calmative for people with this condition, because there's certainly an anxiety component associated with this. So there you have it. Here's another final item. Gut microbiota, the bacteria in your intestinal tract, may influence the severity of a respiratory viral infection. This is very important for COVID, because some studies show that places where people consume a lot of fermented food with live bacteria have less severe outcomes with COVID. They say these findings uncover the complex interactions that link the intestinal microbiota with the macrophages within the lungs and their ability to reduce the severity of respiratory virus infections. So think the microbiome in terms of resilience against infections. All right. Well, take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Visit drhoffman.com. Follow the Intelligent Medicine podcast in your favorite podcast app and get new episodes every weekday. Also, follow me on Facebook and Twitter for the latest health news. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter for in-depth articles on the most relevant health stories. Comes out every week in your inbox. And make sure you check out the hub for all things Intelligent Medicine, our website at drhoffman.com. Shop drhoffmanstore.com for my full script description.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
New news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The National Hurricane Center reporting that tropical storm Hector has formed well out at sea in the eastern Pacific. The center said there's no coastal watches or warnings in effect just yet. Meanwhile, Hurricane Hone is passing south of Hawaii. Phil Becker, who owns a coffee plantation at Pahala, Hawaii, says the hurricane brought nonstop rain, which began Saturday and has flooded the bridges around him.
We're trapped up here. We can't get in or out. So, and we read or we saw on TV this morning that the main highway is closed, and of course that means no traffic. And we live on the emergency road or the Cane Hall Road, and it's flooded on both directions.
Also at townhall.com, wildfires in Brazil's southern Sao Paulo state have killed at least two people.
A crisis cabinet has been set up by the Sao Paulo state government to deal with wildfires that have put at least 36 Brazilian cities on high alert. Two people working at an industrial plant have died while trying to fight back flames, while smoke is disrupting traffic across highways. The fires, spurred on by a heat wave and drought, are being fanned by strong winds, according to authorities. At least 7,000 government workers and volunteers have been deployed to help with the effort. The fires are raging in the region just outside the city of Sao Paulo, one of Latin America's most populous cities with more than 11 million residents. I'm Nayan Kim.
A round of high-level talks in Cairo meant to bring about a ceasefire and hostage deal to at least temporarily end the 10-month Israel-Hamas war in Gaza has ended without a final agreement, but talks will continue at lower levels in the coming days in an effort to bridge remaining gaps. French broadcast media reporting the founder and CEO of the popular messaging service Telegram has been detained at a Paris airport. Pavel Durov has been held on alleged platforms of using his platform for money laundering and more. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
The Canadian arbitrator appointed to resolve a messy railroad labor dispute to protect the North American economy has ordered employees at the country's two major railroads back to work so they can resume operating. Julie Walker has more.
An arbitrator steps in to get a Canadian railway dispute back on track and to protect the North American economy relying on shipments between the U.S. and Canada worth hundreds of millions each day. The arbitrator ordering employees at Canada's two major railroads, Canadian National and Canadian Pacific Kansas City, back to work. The Teamsters Union representing those workers complying, but also moving forward with a legal challenge, saying the order sets a dangerous precedent that the government will side with big companies and block strikes when they disrupt the economy. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. If you're in Brazil and someone tells you to go fly a kite, just say no.
For most people in the world, kite flying symbolizes lighthearted fun, but in Brazil, it can be very dangerous when it involves kite fighting. The objective is to slash a challenger's line, ripping the kite from the sky. That involves a razor-sharp line that has caused horrific accidents. Reports of people losing limbs or having their throat slit are very common in Brazil. A bill now moving through the Brazilian Congress would outlaw razor-sharp lines nationwide. Jason Walker reporting.
The jersey Babe Ruth wore during the 1932 World Series has sold at auction for $24 million. Heritage Auctions said the New York Yankee slugger's jersey went for just over that amount early today after a bidding war in Dallas that lasted over 6 hours. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have an awesome program on tap with you here today with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the founder and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Life.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be here.
All right. And so I want to give some updated information for our listening audience in the Kansas City area. If you want to reach out to Bruce and his awesome team, maybe you have a question about what we're talking about today or maybe on some of the past episodes, maybe you want to reach out for a free consultation, maybe get a second look at your portfolio. Here's the number in the Kansas City region, 913-308-0277. And then if you're outside of the KC area, Bruce serves clients all around the country. I'll give you a toll-free number, 888-241-2361. And you can always go online, an excellent brand-new website, rallywb.com. And Bruce, I like your new website. That somebody did a good job on that.
Yeah, it's pretty strong. It's certainly an upgrade from what we've had in the past.
Yeah, it's just very, very nice. So, Bruce, today we're talking about estate planning.
Right, and estate planning is very timely right now because there are going to be some changes in 2025, 2026. I do have to say this, though. I am not a licensed attorney. However, I do have licensed estate planning attorneys on staff, and I've slept at the Holiday Inn Express and done events with them, and you know I'm fairly fluent, but this is not licensed advice.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So, and I'm holding my hand. I can't see on the radio. I'm holding my hand up. I'm saying I am not a licensed attorney, but we're going to talk about things you need to be aware of, though.
And so you have estate planning specialist on staff.
Yes.
Okay, all right, that's good. So why is, again, estate planning important for everyone to do, regardless of your income level?
Well, so it's really important. First of all, you want to make sure that your assets and your wishes are adhered to. So that's the main thing you want to have happen, what you want to have happen. But it goes a lot further than that. There's tax consequences depending on how you plan your estate, or if you don't plan your estate, and there's court costs that can come involved depending on what level of planning you do.
Mm-hmm.
There are some ways you can get around that if you have a proper trust in place and have done your due diligence. But if not, then you're going to have your family's going to have to deal with probate. So that's a big issue as well. And that's legal complications of all sorts. And then to me, one of the most important things is family disputes that arise.
Mm.
So if you don't do your planning correctly and you don't have somebody in charge as your executor of your estate or the trustee of your trust or successor trustee, things like this, people are going to make the decisions after you're gone. Or in some cases, estate planning needs to happen while you've got those documents, while you're still alive. You deal with that with Senior Care Live or Senior Care Consulting because, if somebody has an issue and they don't have a power of attorney, a living will, health care directive, universal HIPAA, things like this, then your family is going to take care of you. May not have the authority to do it. And so that's pretty critical.
I've seen that come back to haunt a lot of people.
Oh, my God. And, it's one of the biggest mistakes in estate planning we see out there.
Yep.
People just don't do the, will and trust is one thing, a poor will, but you better have a universal HIPAA, healthcare directives and power of attorneys in place for people. And then just having that peace of mind. But, you know, things that, I focus on, and I've done this with my own kids, and Christina, my oldest daughter, who's been on the radio many times too, she's a partner in my practice. And we've seen in our family, not my direct family, but my extended family, we've seen disputes come up that have, you know, for the rest of their lives, separated families. It's just, you know, there's nothing worse than having a family and parents plan to take care of the kids, and then somebody gets mad at somebody else, and it just escalates, and then they don't even talk to each other the rest of their lives. And that happens all the time.
Yep.
And then the other things that are always concerning to me is that you've got kids, and you want to take care of your kids fair and equal, or whoever your beneficiaries are. But some of those folks aren't as able to handle the money the right way. In some cases, they may even be disabled, and you've got to have special protections for them so that they don't blow up their benefits. But let's say you've got a family member that's a spendthrift, and they get all the kids get the same amount of money the same day. The spendthrift just blows through it.
Yep.
Right? In fact, I know I've spoken on this on the radio many different times, but on average, when in America, when people get a windfall of money, whether it be from a lottery winning or a big contract, maybe like a sports athlete's or an estate plan or whatever the case is, on average, they will go through that money in 17 months.
Oh.
And they're even worse off. They, a lot of times it drives them to bankruptcy because now they've gone out and bought properties they can't afford, the taxes on, big toys, so on and so forth. And so you can build in some ways to handle the beneficiaries who are receiving money in a spendthrift kind of protective mode. Personally, what I've done is kids will get a third when I pass, another third in 5 years, and another 5 years past that. Point being is they may blow through the first chunk. The second chunk, they may not blow through it quite as fast.
The
third chunk, hopefully they wised up. Right?
Let's hope.
And there's different ways to design that, right? And again, I'm not an attorney. I'm just telling you some basic ideas there. But but that's really important. The other thing is creditor protection. Or what about that potential ex-spouse out there? You don't want them getting their claws on your inheritance. You want to follow your bloodline in most cases. Again, I'm just speaking generically. But there's a lot of things that go into that. So I think it's one of the most critical things that we do in our lifetime for what happens after we pass on.
You know, and I how many times have I heard that, you know, there will be, you know, X dollar or some sort of an estate left to a family, and then maybe one of the children has gone through a divorce, and they definitely don't want it going to that ex-spouse. So, you know, how do you protect that? Does that ex-spouse have rights? And then how do you deal with all of that? It's a huge, huge issue.
Yeah, and I know you're kind of making that more as a statement, but let's dive in on that just a little bit. So when you've got inherited money, you need to keep that segregated. Do not put it into the marital assets. Don't put your inherited money into the house with commingled marital asset. If you want to buy the house, great. If you got enough money, buy it with your marital asset so it's 100% there. But when you start commingling this, then you're going to get into a situation of trying to source the funds and where it came from. And
the other spouse has rights at that point.
It could have.
Yeah.
It most likely will. But again, it would be up to a court and a whole bunch of pain and agony and trouble. So it's best to keep your inherited assets segregated and don't commingle, you know, non-inherited assets with inherited assets.
And absolutely. And when you mentioned that, I see this a lot with senior care consulting, you know, to move into long-term care, say, for example, they require you to have a power of attorney for finances and power of attorney for health care, and that would also include your living will with your statement of, you know, I want heroic measures taken. I do not want heroic measures taken, and do not resuscitate. You know, all of those sort of things, all of those sort of things have to be planned out up front. And so you had mentioned earlier that if you don't take care of it, the state or some
default mechanism.
Yeah, some generic law or rule will take care of it for you. And I don't know of anyone who would choose that.
Right. And, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is they may have made an estate plan in Louisiana, for example, and then they moved to Missouri. Well, Louisiana, I shouldn't even have said Louisiana because they're so different. They're the most different state, politically speaking. Parishes, not counties, a lot of different things with Louisiana. It's unique. But anyway, the point is that state by state, a lot of these laws may not be the same.
Yep.
And they need to be reviewed. If you ever move from a different state, you should definitely have your plan reviewed. Mm-hmm. And I would say at least every 10 years, maybe even sooner, have your plan reviewed also.
Absolutely.
A lot of changes.
There, no doubt about it. What are the current limits on estate planning?
Right. So, you know, looking at 23, 24, your limits on estate tax exemption, it's a little bit under $13 million per person. So
okay.
in a marriage situation, you've got roughly $26 million of exemptable estate tax out there.
All right. And then the gift tax exemption and annual exclusion.
Right. So annually, you could gift up to $17,000 per person. So you have five kids, you could do $70,000 for each one of them if you wanted to. And then you have a higher level of limits on the annual or your lifetime gift tax exemption. It kind of aligns along the way of the estate plan tax. It's in that range.
All right. If this sounds complicated, that's because it is. There is a lot to it, and having you know, an annual or every 5 year or some sort of a periodic review of your estate planning documents is super important. If you move to another state, the state regulations and rules, et cetera, may be different. That's another trigger for another review. If you have a question for Bruce, again, founder and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits, 913-308-0277 or toll-free 888-241-2361 online at rallywb.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you intend to give most of your wealth to charity, you may need extensive estate tax planning. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
For eligible individuals, 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home, all done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/try. That's JabraEnhance.com/try. JabraEnhance.com/try.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you intend to give most of your wealth to charity, you may need extensive estate tax planning. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Bruce, why is that statement false?
Well, in most cases, you can do what you want with your money. If you give it to a charity, there's not going to be a tax consequence, especially they're going to be like a 501c3 in most cases. So they can receive that money. They're not having the consequences of the tax situation. A couple of sidebars here. From a tax standpoint, so a lot of people are on our radio show are around RMD age where they're giving money to, not giving money, but forced to put money back in to pay the tax on pre-tax, IRA money, 401k money, pay that tax. And they're forcing it out. If you're charitably inclined, and if you are forced to take some of the money out of your IRA anyway, if you send that money straight from your IRA and don't touch it, sent straight to your church or your charity of choice, and it's a qualified 501c3, you're not going to have to pay the tax on it because you didn't receive it. You've made the withdrawal that you were required to do.
Yep.
And then the church doesn't, or whoever, doesn't have to pay tax on it either. So just this little sidebar there. Same thing goes with estate planning. If you're gifting money to a charity, then that's pretty much a straight shot, and it's good for them, and it, you know, keeps their estate plan down. However, keep in mind that if you still have enough left over that you're giving the kids or whoever else you're giving to, you still do have those limits you want to bump up against and be careful about. And if that's the case, you do need to have some additional planning done.
All right. So if that is triggering questions for you like it is for me, again, reach out to Bruce Glenn. Check out their website at rallywb.com. All the phone numbers are there. You can contact them through this brand-new website as well, and I think you'll really enjoy that. Bruce, I understand that 2025 has some significant changes coming, and can you share more with us about those changes?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're expecting that they're going to be decreasing some of the exemptions and the lifetime things that you can do from estate planning, making it a little bit more restrictive, a little less numbers that work for planning out. And one thing I want to mention about that is, and I don't like to speak directly to what may happen because I always say the government laws are written in pencil.
Yeah,
and
right.
Change them, and we've got an election coming up, so who knows
right.
if it's going to sunset or not sunset on the tax. But I think a lot of times people think, well, gee, that number is so high. Like, it's roughly $13 million, and if you have a married couple, $26 million. And they'll think, gee, that's such a crazy number. And it is a big number. Don't get me wrong. But think about this. A family farm, it's not uncommon to have 2,000 acres in a family farm.
Yep.
And with, you know, post-COVID, and even farmland was on the rise before COVID, some of this farmland out there is maybe $10,000 an acre.
Oh.
2,000 acres at 10,000 an acre. That's $20 million.
Yeah.
Well, if it's just... if mom passed away or dad passed away and it's just one of them, well, that's already hitting the limit.
Yep.
You know, and I know there's some different details. I don't want to get too deep into it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The point is, it's not hard to get to that number. And, you know, farm situations are always tough because sometimes they want to sell the farm. Kids don't want the farm. And the parents are afraid to sell because they want all the tax.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
you can pay less in taxes, that's a good day.
I like that.
Now, the government doesn't like that, but hey, there are rules that would allow you to pay less in taxes or at least defer the taxes, and there are rules that a lot of people don't know about. That's why this is all so very important. Are there strategies available to offset these changes?
Right. So, again, if you know that these changes are coming, or as soon as we do know, get with your estate planning attorney or your CPA or your financial advisor, or again, reach out to us. But if we know what the new rules are going to be, then we want to plan ahead of time for that. And maybe we want to gift some of that money out ahead of time. Because say, for example, you had a $15 million estate, current exemption, $10 million. And if that changes to $7 million and you didn't know that you could have gifted $3 million away before the law has changed,
yep,
and locked that in,
mm-hmm,
now you've left that extra $3 million that used to be covered, that's not covered, you've left that exposed to high tax breaks. And in a lot of these cases, it may be as much as 40% taxes. So,
oh my,
it can be, you know, pretty crazy. You don't want the government getting half your, or close to half your money.
And again, anytime you can pay less taxes, that's a good thing. So, all right. So for those who will be impacted by all of these upcoming changes, what can they do to prepare themselves?
Well, I'd say, first of all, don't wait to the last minute, because there is a finite number of estate planning attorneys, especially good qualified ones out there. Again, we're blessed to have a great estate planning attorney team on our group. But you want to plan ahead of time. Don't wait to the last minute. And these documents are kind of complicated. I mean, you don't walk in one day and get your estate plan done and walk out that same day with it, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things have to happen, and then you have to, you know, once you do the documents, you have to actually fund the trust, or you mm-hmm have to actually take, you know, steps to make sure that the titling and registration, all those type of things are done the way that they should be. But I would say, you know, get with your professional, your trusted professional, or reach out to us if you want a second opinion, anything else that we can do. Really important stuff. Get ahead of the game. Don't wait till the last second. Just be aware that there are some changes coming down the pipeline next year and some in 2026 as well.
All right. And then going back to something that you predicted earlier, maybe a month or two back, you felt pretty strongly that the Fed would be lowering rates coming up. And I'm hearing a lot of noise that, and it hasn't happened yet, and we won't know until it happens, but I'm hearing that they very well may lower the rates pretty much as you called it.
Right. So earlier in the year, and even last year, the stock market was predicting there might be as many as 6 rate reductions this year. And I was on record with your show last year saying I didn't see that happening. I thought it was way too aggressive. Rate hikes, the economy was too strong, unemployment was too low. I didn't see it happening at that number. But I thought maybe 1 to 2 rate hikes made sense, or reductions made sense. And, yeah, earlier this summer I came out and said that I felt pretty strongly that they wouldn't lower rates until we got into September. But I thought the September meeting would be the first rate cut that we'll see in the two-year period of time. And then the August meeting that just happened, that's pretty much how they've indicated that they're – very likely to make a move. Whether it's going to be a quarter of a percent or a half percent, we don't know. And in financial terms, they call it 25 basis points or 50 basis points. But bottom line is a quarter of a percent or a half percent. So that's starting to get priced into the markets and the bond market. And I think we're seeing some reflection on that in some of the housing areas as well, and commercial lending.
And I always think it's very interesting, not that everything is political, but it happens right before an election. So,
right.
I don't know, coincidence or not, I don't know. I'm call me a skeptic. So.
I would agree with you in most cases, but I think this one's been a little bit overdue. And and lowering the rates in September is really not going to make an impact on the economy in time for the election anyway. So I think this is kind of a little bit of an agnostic move.
Yeah.
And if they do try and run, neutral. They're not trying to sway the political fence.
Yeah.
So I don't think that Chairman Powell's got any political things in place. They just want to make sure the economy has a soft landing and get inflation under control and keep it there.
All right. Bruce Glenn, he's the founder and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits, 913-308-0277 or toll free 888-241-2361, online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, thanks so much for all the great information today. I really appreciate you.
Yeah, you too, Steve.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
For us to compete in sports, earn scholarships, and excel in academics, it has been the key to unlocking a lifetime of experiences and achievements. My generation will be robbed of this right. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect, and it will be death by a thousand cuts. Adding gender identity to the law's protections will give boys and men the right to compete in our sports, access our locker rooms, and steal our scholarships. This is unfair. We are being erased. Our safety, dignity, and opportunities will disappear, and in a few years, we'll wonder how this happened. Here and now, we must stand up for the truth and for our existence. My future depends on it. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I'm going to hammer on something here for a while. It's a hot button for me. I want to discuss memory care, the term memory care. I'll tell you, there's just so much confusion in the market over the very simple term memory care. And I have worked with so many of my clients, and they're just so confused by this. And these folks are highly intelligent, successful in their careers, very smart individuals. So this is not, you know, some lack of ability to understand the big term memory care. What it is I think the term has just been so misused out in the market, and it's used in different ways by different people, and it's just a gigantic mess, frankly. So I'm going to try to clear that up. Let me start off by defining what is memory care. And if you know me, I boil this down to the most simplistic of terms, super easy to understand. There are no ulterior motives to this. Super straightforward. This is the definition of memory care. I like to say memory care is a special type of care for someone with cognitive impairment. It is no more difficult than that. Memory care is a special type of care for someone with cognitive impairment. So I've spoken several times on the show in previous episodes about a memory care neighborhood or memory care unit within one of these senior care communities. So let's talk about that for a minute. So you move into a senior care community. They provide general care, and that's what I just call just general everyday care at their level of care. Okay, and you notice I didn't say memory care is a level of care. I'll get into that in just a second. Memory care is a special type of care for someone with cognitive impairment. So the top two reasons you would need, quote-unquote, memory care in a senior care community, number one, by a long shot, is that you are, or your loved one, this individual is an elopement risk. Now, I know that's a weird term, but you could call a flight risk, an escape risk. I think a flight risk might be a little more of a generalized way to say that. The industry refers to that as an elopement risk. So you are at risk of leaving the building and putting yourself into harm's way. All right, there are two levels of elopement risk. I said I was going to break all this stuff down for you. That's what I'm doing. Number one, you could be a wanderer, wandering about. You're mobile. You're walking around. You're not trying to cause any problems. You look outside. You're like, what's going on out there? I wonder what that... You just want to check it out. You're curious. So you walk outside to check it out. Remember, you have some form of dementia. You're not thinking clearly. You could walk outside and it's 0 degrees. It's 100 degrees. You could walk outside into traffic. And again, unintentionally put yourself in harm's way through just wandering about. So that makes you an elopement risk or a flight risk. The much higher level and more serious level of elopement risk is referred to as exit seeking. So exit seeking means, again, if you have dementia, you're not thinking quite clearly, you're confused, but you're looking around, you're like, you know what? This is a pretty nice place, but this isn't my house. This isn't where I live. I'm going home. You're out of there. You are trying to leave the building. You are trying to get out. You are blending in with the group to try to walk out the front door so that no one sees you because you are going home. This is not where you live. All right, so that's a much higher level of elopement risk, more of a serious issue. And so that would get you, either one of those levels would get you a quick ticket to memory care where it is a secured unit. It is a secured environment, meaning there are codes on the doors. And if you have dementia, you're probably not going to remember the four-digit code that you have to hit on the keypad that unlocks the door that lets you out. All right, so you have coded doors to eliminate or at least manage that risk. The second reason that would get you, the second issue that would give you get you a quick ticket to memory care would be becoming overstimulated. So you're out in the other part of the building where they provide just general everyday care. I just call it general care. And you're around 80, 90, 100 other residents. There are too many people. Too much noise, there's just too much stuff going on, and it's very easy for someone at that right level of dementia to become overstimulated, and they just start to just wind up tight. You can just see it. And then pretty soon they're going to explode and maybe start yelling. They're belligerent, maybe aggressive, maybe even combative, okay, because they're just being bombarded by too much stimulation. So overstimulation and then having that reaction, that's, I think, the second most common reason that would get you, again, a quick ticket back to memory care. So in the memory care area or portion of the building, they have codes on the doors. Again, you can leave the area, but you just need to be accompanied for your own safety and your own well-being. It is a smaller space. Many times you'll see a memory care neighborhood or unit of, you know, maybe 10 or 12 or maybe 20 residents, not 60, 80, or 100 residents. So it's a smaller space with fewer residents. And again, all of this leads to less stimulation, fewer people, less stuff going on, less noise, all of the stimulation. Everything is just dialed down to keep you nice and calm and cool. The activity programming is very different. So you may not have a music activity for 60 minutes, but you might have one for 20 minutes because it's going to be hard to keep their attention for a long time frame, again, because of the dementia. So you're going to see a lot more activities, shorter time frames. You're going to see that. You will generally see more staff. A little more hands-on staff in the memory care neighborhood. And then these folks have had special training on how to approach someone with memory issues or cognitive issues. They're trained on something called redirection. So if someone is trying to beat down the door for the 15th time today because they're going home, they're trained on getting that person's mind off of wanting to exit the door and onto something else and redirect that person in a nice, safe, and secure manner and redirect their focus to something else. And then they also expect something called sundowning, typically associated with Alzheimer's disease. You could have this with any type of dementia, but typically you'll see that associated with Alzheimer's disease. And so the general idea with sundowning is later afternoon, maybe coinciding with the end of a work day, maybe early evening. I've heard of sundowning symptoms or issues happening at other times of the day, but that's kind of the most common one. So late afternoon, early evening, and someone just changes into a different person. And I had one person say, Steve, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's like someone flipped a switch and my mom is a different human being. And she's a little anxious. She's a little agitated, and she's a little irritable, and you have to kind of work with her to kind of burn that off of her so that she can enjoy her dinner and then go on and do a couple of activities early evening and then go to bed, right? So that sundowning, these staff and the folks working, and God bless them and God love them, in these memory care units, they're trained to expect that. They're trained in some of the behaviors. And they're trained to expect all these things and successfully manage the plan of care for each and every resident. So again, defining memory care is a special type of care for someone with cognitive impairment. And coming up, I'm going to differentiate levels of care and types of care. This will all make sense coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com. Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
Near Toledo, Ohio, a new set of free tiny homes is to be built in Lake Township for veterans. Mike Hostler, T. Thomas Properties Vice President of Business Development, said the goal of building these homes is to provide a temporary solution for veterans in the area who need help with housing. Homeless vets should never happen, he said. If you have one homeless vet, that's one too many. The nonprofit project will consist of 20 new fully furnished single-bed tiny homes on Bailey Road in Northwood.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
For eligible individuals, 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home, all done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/try. That's JabraEnhance.com/try. JabraEnhance.com/try.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to that term, memory care. I'm going to pound this thing home all day long here. Memory care is a special type of care for someone with cognitive impairment. It's that simple. So memory care is not a level of care. It is a type of care that can be delivered at different levels of care. Now, again, I have worked with highly, highly intelligent people, at some of my clients, and they're just completely confused by this because they've received all this, you know, lack of information, frankly, it's misinformation, misused term, and they're just completely confused by this. So that's why I wanted to spend a little bit of time on this today. So I'm just going to – there are 4 or 5 different levels of care that you could receive memory care at. I'm just going to focus on the big two, assisted living and long-term care. So assisted living is a level of care. And guess what? There is a licensure attached to that level of care that says you have to do this, you have to do that. It says exactly what you can and cannot do. Long-term care, also known by still a ton of people, they still call it a nursing home. Okay, that's I generally refer to that as long-term care. That is governed by a licensure. A great big fat book, hundreds of pages saying what you can, what you must provide, what you can't do, and it has all these rules and regulations. So in my book, the level of care is how you're licensed. It's what licensure are you? And if you understand, there is no licensure for memory care. Hear that really, really loudly and clearly. There is no licensure for memory care. It does not exist. Can I be more clear than that? So the assisted living level of care is for, it's more of a social model, and it's for someone who needs help with their activities of daily living. So you may need minimal or full assistance with your bathing, dressing, grooming, using the toilet. You may have some incontinence needs where you may need a little bit of support there. They manage and order and distribute all of your medications. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. They prepare and provide all meals, snacks, and hydration at this level of care. Okay, you notice I'm not getting into any medical stuff. Okay, it's a tremendous amount of support. It's just not medical in nature. All right. There are doctors that will come in to see you, essentially making a house call. There's transportation to take you out to see your doctor or a specialist. That is the assisted living level of care. Within the assisted living level of care, you could have, say, 3/4 of the building that provides general care for those 30 or 40 or 60 residents living there, just receiving that general care, bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence support, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then, if that assisted living community and that assisted living level of care has a memory care neighborhood or memory care part of the building designated specifically to provide care, that special type of care for someone with cognitive impairment, it's going to be, again, that smaller space, fewer residents, coated doors, less stimulation, more activities, shorter period of time, more staff, trained in redirection and sundowning. So if someone needs help, again, with those activities of daily living at that assisted living level and they have cognitive impairment, that's your fit. Now, you can also have the long-term care level of care, which does, they provide everything that the assisted living level does, plus a lot more staffing and medical support. They can manage diabetic management with insulin injection and pain management. They can provide wound care. They can care for someone with a urinary catheter. They can care for someone who needs tube feeding. It goes on and on and on and on. You have a lot more RNs and LPNs at that point. You have a lot more staff at that point. They can provide heavy, heavy physical care where it takes two staff or maybe even a mechanical lift to help an individual from point A to point B. A lot heavier care and more medical in nature. You could have someone with that level of care, that need that matches that level of care, and also have cognitive impairment and need memory care, that special type of care for an individual with cognitive impairment at the long-term care level of care. So if you're at that lower level, you need help with those activities of daily living, and you need memory care, you're looking for an assisted living licensed, an assisted living level of care that offers memory care. If you have needs higher than that, that move over, extend over into that long-term care level, then you're going to need to find a long-term care community that also offers memory care. And I would say there are so many people in the market that misuse that term memory care. And frankly, I think some of them misuse it on purpose. Dare I say that? Well, yeah, I did. I just said it. Right? And some, and I don't think most people are doing that, but I know some of them are doing it. They imply that memory care, they're implying memory care is a higher level of care. It's just not the truth. It's not accurate at all. The reason I know that is because I've had all kinds of clients, again, highly intelligent people, completely confused. But, Steve, I mean, they're an assisted living community, but they also have that higher level of memory care, right? So that's kind of like the nursing home level, right? So what they do, they're implying that memory care is a higher level of care. No, it is not. They're still licensed as an assisted living level of care. They just offer two types of care, general care, memory care. So if that's confusing, I hope that I kind of cleared that up a little bit. You have levels of care. You have types of care.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. My So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The West Coast summer has been interrupted by an unusually cold system from the Gulf of Alaska that's dropped down through the Pacific Northwest into Northern California. Snow was reported early Saturday on towering Mount Rainier in Washington State. In California, an estimated 3 inches of snow fell at the national park overnight, causing authorities to close part of the highway. Snow dusted a viewpoint of the Sierra Nevada in California. National Weather Service meteorologist Tony Francisco says that both the West and East Coast were hit with cool air.
There's a big storm system coming into the West, so it brought in a lot of cool air. Temperatures were well below normal. You know, afternoon highs were well below normal throughout much of California. Much of the West, really. And over the East is high pressure that, you know, came in behind the system and had some cool and dry conditions over much of the East Coast. That's about to change.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Hector has formed well out at sea in the eastern Pacific. The center said Sunday there were no coastal watches or warnings in effect as of yet. Meanwhile, Hurricane Hone is passing just south of Hawaii. Phil Becker, who owns a coffee plantation in Pahala, Hawaii, says steady rain has caused some roads to flood, including parts of Highway 11.
So that means people that are trying to get from Hilo to Kona or Kona to Hilo are trapped. They cannot go either direction because the road is flooded. So that stops the traffic.
Also at townhall.com, the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says it's launched an attack on Israel with a large number of drones in retaliation for the killing of one of its commanders in Beirut. Hezbollah says the attack early Sunday is targeting a qualitative Israeli military target that will be announced later, as well as targeting a number of enemy sites and barracks and Iron Dome platforms. A member of British journalistic team has been killed after Russian forces struck a hotel overnight in the city of Kramatorsk. You'll find news and analysis and more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
As students head back to class, schools are competing with cell phones. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on how educators think they could win.
Students are struggling to stay engaged in class at a time of poor mental health, shortened attention spans, reduced attendance, and worsening grades. At the crux of these challenges, addiction to cell phones. Cell phone bans are gaining traction around the country, but many say they're not enough. They argue for alternative forms of stimulation, steering students into the outdoors or toward extracurricular activities to fill up time they might otherwise spend alone on their phones. And they say students need outlets to speak freely about taboo topics they'd otherwise discuss only behind the anonymity of their cell phone screens. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find more news and analysis anytime online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. There's more than one way to exit an airplane.
Australian authorities have arrested a passenger at Melbourne Airport after he left the airliner through an emergency exit, walked on the starboard wing, then climbed down a jet engine to the tarmac. Jetstar flight had just arrived from Sydney and had parked at a terminal gate when the man left the plane by the right side exit. Police arrested the man for aggressive behavior and, quote, breaching aircraft safety protocols. Jason Walker reporting.
Since last March, Taylor Swift has donated the equivalent of hundreds of thousands of meals to help feed the growing number of Americans grappling with rising food and housing costs. She chooses to give without celebrity fanfare, and the gifts have been welcomed, but food bank operators say they have provided only temporary relief as food insecurity has been spiking and federal government COVID aid has ended. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Join Token's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of our program that we broadcast to radio stations across the country. Lots of people also listening on live stream. The program also becomes a podcast. We drop it on Mondays so that those of you who weren't able to listen to the program live can hear it in its entirety. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we invite your phone calls. We would love for you to participate with questions or comments, maybe on something that's happening in the health field or perhaps a health experience that you've had using natural medicine or using high-tech medicine. That's what intelligent medicine's about. It's the deployment of both types and all of the above approach, utilizing the best that medicine has to offer to prevent disease and to optimize our health. 877-726-8255, our number. We've got lots to talk about today. We've also got some recorded calls, because we call 877-726-8255 when we're not on the air. Well, you can record questions. We'll take some of those later in the program. Among the things we're going to talk about, cinnamon for lowering your blood sugar. We're going to talk about some exciting new drug developments. Also, Florida Governor DeSantis wants to ban fake meat. What do y'all think of that? 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, we're going to start with a focus on a nutrient that is on my radar screen, but is not that well known. It is PEA, brand name Levagen. And in the past, many years ago, when we talked about the benefits of chocolate, there was a story going around about how chocolate was the ideal Valentine's Day, I guess, gift. That is a little bit in our rearview mirror, having celebrated that this week. But it was the ideal gift because it contained a compound called PEA, which is a compound associated with something called limerence. Limerence is a fancy, infrequently used word, which refers to the state of delirium that is associated with being in love. And PEA, which is phenylethylamine, was the thing that was thought to be the ingredient in chocolate that made chocolate so addictive and made people feel like they were in love, and thus making it the ideal Valentine's Day gift for your intended. Well, this is a different PEA, so we're playing alphabet word games here. PEA in this case stands for palmito wheel ethanolamide, and I will henceforth dispense with that long name and just keep calling it PEA. PEA is an endocannabinoid-like lipid mediator. So it is a type of fat-soluble nutrient. And it's actually an ingredient in a product that I frequently use. It's called Relief by CV Sciences. It's combined with CBD in a formula that they have that's designed to aid recovery from athletic exertion, which is something that I really try to support because I work out frequently, but also something that may help people with painful conditions. And so in a moment, I'm going to share with you some of the research on this. It seems to work on multiple fronts. In this article, it's a review article that I have here, it says it has which is like a 91-page article, which has sections on immunity, brain health, allergy, pain modulation in conditions like menstrual pain, but also in other painful conditions like fibromyalgia, for joint health, it aids sleep and recovery. What they say is one of the problems with PEA is that it is not that bioavailable, but new techniques have made it more bioavailable because it's delivered in a liposomal form, and thus you get more absorption. So here's a review of PEA in the treatment of chronic pain. And what they did is they did a Medline search. They found 253 articles. Ultimately, 11 were included in the analysis. And what they found is that there were distinct benefits of PEA for reducing pain and also just simply quality of life and functional status. People felt better, reported better outlook and mood, and were able to perform tasks better when taking PEA. I've also looked at some of the blogs and some of the sites where people talk about their experience with fibromyalgia. And one of the things that some people are trying are high doses of PEA, but it takes relatively high doses to achieve that, which could get a little pricey. So people are talking about 3 to 6 grams or 3 to 6,000 milligrams per day as the sweet spot for addressing the pain of fibromyalgia. Also, this is an interesting article. Study suggests Levigin holds cognitive health benefits. And what they did here is they looked not at old broken down individuals who definitely need cognitive support. They looked at young individuals. They actually recruited gamers. Okay. They were students. The study used a double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover trial to determine the effects of 6 weeks of 700 milligrams per day of Levigin. They conducted the trial in university students, male and female students. They did pre- and post-cognitive tests. And they also measured something called BDNF, which is kind of Miracle-Gro for your brain. BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, is kind of like the fertilizer that helps you form associations within your brain, helps grow your neurons, and improve the synaptic connections in your brain. Exercise is one of the best ways to induce BDNF, but it turns out in this group, blood levels of BDNF were significantly increased in the PEA users versus placebo. They did some cognition tests, and they found that there was an improvement with the PEA supplementation, while there was no change reported in the placebo group. So this suggests that this is a nutrient that you may want to put on your radar screen, as I have, and I take it. PEA, brand name Levigen, although perhaps there are other brands, but the one that is formulated for better absorption is the Levigen brand, and with multiple benefits that include enhanced performance, reduced stress, reduced pain, better recovery from athletic exertion, and even immune support. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect. To reach new levels of calm and contentment, check out Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, rich and bold for when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more or to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Reserve Collection.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in Jefferson.
state of mind.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. Enough about me. We want to hear what you think and what some of your concerns are. So call us at 877-726-8255. Or if you can't call this hour, you can call anytime you like during the week and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I heard that if you put a banana in smoothies, it decreases the polyphenols in whatever else you have there. Could you comment on that?
Yeah, that's really interesting, and I really thank you for bringing that up, because that is a common practice. Is, you know, people make a protein shake, and then I don't know, they throw in some berries, and then maybe a little banana, and maybe they want to put in, you know, their favorite additional ingredient, like a little bit of colostrum, as I sometimes add to my shakes, or creatine to power up their muscle performance. And so the concern is, does banana interfere with the uptake of polyphenols? Now, what are polyphenols? Well, polyphenols are all these beneficial compounds, rainbow-colored compounds that you get from plants, and they include things like the things that you get from berries, the proanthocyanidins, the flavanols that you get from cocoa, and sometimes I put cocoa in my shake. And so the concern is, could bananas have an interfering effect? And it turns out that this astute listener is pointing us in the direction of a recent study in a journal called Food and Function. Scientists use smoothies to test whether the inclusion of banana could interfere with the absorption of flavanols. And it turns out that it did. You see, bananas contain something called polyphenol oxidase. It's an enzyme that's found in many fruits and vegetables that's responsible for the browning when these are cut or bruised. And so you know what happens when you bang a banana, it turns brown, right? Ultimately, if it sits around, it browns, ripens. And so this enzyme, polyphenol oxidase, breaks down polyphenols pretty effectively. Here's what they found. Adding banana to a berry smoothie reduced the flavanol intake by the consumer by 84% compared to a control group who simply took a flavanol capsule. So, yeah, that it turns out that is a concern. Obviously, flavanols are the things we want. You can find them in apples, pears. Of course, quercetin is a flavanol, is a polyphenol. So these are all, you know, these things that we put into smoothies, like blueberries and blackberries and cocoa. I guess that's something that we should try to avoid. And, you know, bananas, after all, they're kind of just a calorie bomb. You know, it's a lot of starch, fair amount of sugar. And so forego the bananas. Now, I had a thought is that avocados also have a tendency to brown.
right? And I like to throw a half an avocado into my smoothie. And then I thought to myself, like, maybe I am interfering with the polyphenol content of my smoothie. One of the ingredients, if I'm not adding cocoa to my smoothie, I might add some matcha, some green tea. You know, makes it taste like green tea ice cream. And matcha is beneficial because it's got a lot of flavanols in it, these compounds that are present in green tea, catechins and so on. So I looked up polyphenol oxidase content of avocados, and it turns out that avocados are pretty high, too, in polyphenol oxidase. They tend to brown easily when they're bruised or when you open them up, right? So maybe I've got to rethink that. But it's just so yummy when I put an avocado in there, and I thought I was doing myself a lot of good. So great call. That's an astute question. 877-726-8255, our number. Can a daily dose of cinnamon help lower blood sugar? A lot of supplements that are designed to lower blood sugar, they've got a little bit of cinnamon in them. But usually, if you take in a pill or two a day, pills are limited to maybe 500 to 1,000 milligrams. And so, maybe you'll get a couple hundred milligrams of cinnamon in each anti or blood sugar pill that you're taking. Then there's a variety of ingredients. It could be, any number of things that seem to help with blood sugar, chromium and so on, berberine, etc. It turns out that a daily dose of cinnamon can help lower blood sugar, but you got to take a fair amount. And the amount that seems to make a difference is about a teaspoonful, 4 grams per day. So what they found is that in this study, the conclusion is that this adds to the evidence for the potential anti-diabetic effects, because this new study has found that a 4-week course of cinnamon supplementation at about the level of 4 grams per day could reduce blood sugar levels. And the caveat is in people who needed their blood sugar levels reduced. So if you've got normal blood sugar, it's not going to make much of a difference. But in people with obesity or overweight or prediabetes or metabolic syndrome, it did indeed make a difference. This headline from Florida, DeSantis wants to ban fake meat. Fake meat is lab-grown meat. And what they're saying here is that he wants to get rid of this in the food supply. People complain that, this is like anti-capitalism because the Chinese can steal the march on us because they're investing a lot in the technology to develop lab-grown meat. I say, hooray for Governor DeSantis. Like him or not, he's on the right side of this argument when it comes to ultra-processed fake food. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your...
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I'm also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And a reminder that when we're talking about supplements here, sometimes we talk about things that are obscure, hard to get. If you go on Amazon, you can find them, but it's kind of the Wild West there. One of my colleagues yesterday, I was at a health and nutrition conference, integrative medicine here in New York, and he told me that they did a survey of some of the products that were offered there, and about half of the products were literally counterfeits. They had labels that looked, identical to real labels, but the contents were nil. They tested for zero amounts of the stated ingredients.
So you got to be careful. It's the Wild West out there. You can shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements in my reliable full-script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. Check it out for great products and real reliability, safety, purity, and potency. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. That number available for live calls as well as a place where you can record questions. We've got a couple of live calls, so let's talk to Sue from New Jersey. Thanks for your patience, Sue. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. It's an honor to talk to you.
My pleasure.
I had chronic insomnia for years, and for the last couple of years, I was taking a drug called Remeron.
Oh, yeah, powerful drug. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I slept wonderfully, but I had some issues, and they took me off it, and now I'm lost.
Yeah.
I don't know what to take. I'm not sure what to take.
Well, so let's go through this. And first of all, I want to point out that we tend to think of a pill for the ill. So when it comes to sleep, you know, we have sleeping pills, and then people say, I want to take something natural, which pill shall I take? And I'll go through some of those options, but when we address sleep, we really want to take a comprehensive approach to sleep. We want to look at your lifestyle, we want to look at your diet, we want to make sure that you're not having ups and downs of blood sugar, we want to measure your cortisol, because that's a stress hormone that typically peaks in the morning, but in people with insomnia, they're out of phase, their circadian rhythm is messed up, and it peaks later in the day and when they try to sleep, and it interferes with sleep. Mm. And so, you know, there's a lot of factors involved. If you could just pot her down, I'm going to give her an answer, okay? So the other thing that you got to look at is, you know, just all the lifestyle factors. So I would recommend, and maybe you've already gone through this process, because anyone who has insomnia should not simply go to someone and get a pill. They should get a comprehensive workup at a sleep center. You can, if you want to access this on your own, DIY, you can look up CBTI, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Insomnia. And this is something where there's some online opportunities there where you can kind of go through a checklist of habits. Not having a TV in your bedroom, for example, not having devices in your bedroom, for example, making sure that your bedroom is a dark, cool sanctum at night, making sure that you get sunlight in your eyes when you wake up in the morning, absence of light at night, lots of light in the morning. That creates a circadian rhythm and normalizes it. Exercise is very important for sleep as well, and avoidance, obviously, of caffeinated beverages. So these are some of the things that you want to go through. Check it out. But still, some people require more. So among the things that are helpful, and there's kind of a smorgasbord of things, different strokes for different folks. Among the things that are helpful, obviously, there's melatonin. Some people respond to melatonin. Other people don't get a benefit from melatonin. Time-release melatonin is a little better than just regular melatonin because it helps sustain sleep through the night. You can also team that with relaxing things like GABA or theanine. That can be helpful at bedtime. You can also take things like CBD. I personally take a product called CV Sleep from CV Sciences, one of our sponsors, plus CBDOil.com is their website. And you can, and as I mentioned earlier, PEA often can help to support sleep. It's an endocannabinoid-like substance. Sometimes teaming that with your CBD can also help produce sleep. One of the things that I like, and it's been a little bit hard to get lately, is kava, and that's because in Europe there were some cases of kava causing liver toxicity, but I think they've worked the problem out. There was some impurity in certain kava formulations, and now that they've identified it, they've purified kava so that it's safe. Kava produces a really kind of a mellow, relaxed feeling, and I've taken it at or near bedtime, and it really has a kind of a calmative effect. Another thing that you can take is glycine in powder form. You can take, you know, a teaspoon of glycine dissolved in water. That can be helpful. You know, you also have to address medical problems. Are you having urinary problems that wake you up at night and create problems? Are you having bodily aches and pains that make it hard to sleep? Are you having sleep apnea? Is, you know, overweight associated with some problems in your metabolism? Ups and downs of blood sugar, for sure, can cause sleep problems. They tend to wake people up, you know, and then they head for the refrigerator or they look for a snack because their blood sugar is plummeting and causes the body to set off a kind of an alarm that wakes people from deep sleep. So, there, you know, I think what we need to do is rather than take, you know, like, okay, they took me off Remerin, which of the available supplements should I take? Yeah, the supplements are helpful, but I would take a comprehensive approach to addressing the sleep problems. And there are many, 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 it's such a ubiquitous problem that there are many sleep centers across the country where you can get a multidisciplinary approach. Yes, you can get a medication from a psychiatrist or a neurologist. Neurologists are also sleep specialists. They do sleep studies. But the multidisciplinary approach means that you may work with, you know, a sleep coach or a therapist to address some of the obstacles you have to sleeping, and just also making the lifestyle changes that can improve sleep. Okay? So there you have it. That's a long-winded answer to your question and a little more than maybe you expect. Magnesium. Must mention magnesium. Magnesium at bedtime can be relaxing. These are among the things that can make a difference. Okay. Good point to remind you. You want to make sure that your immune system is as strong as it can be. And to build your natural immunity. Yeah, you know, we're talking about shots and vaccines and, you know, all kinds of medication just in case. But really, it's about our resilience, our immune resilience. So it's time to empower your immune system. Empower, that's I-M-M-P-O-W-E-R, empower, supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. It's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%. And the studies are for real. It has the robust research to prove it. Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily and prescribe it to my patients in need of immune support. And who doesn't these days? So if you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. That's 800-422-5518. And as a special deal for our Intelligent Medicine listeners, use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for Empower. All right, 877-726-8255. I've got another caller on the line. Is she still there? Or he? Is he still there? Okay, hello? Hi there.
Yes. Even though I was taking it, I had all symptoms of what appeared to be a sinus headache, even though I was taking all the immune supplements you recommend and sprays, the doctor thought, even though it's viral, it could be a bacteria infection as well. So she prescribed Augmentum. And I'd want to know, is it best to take probiotics to offset the negative side effects of the antibiotic during, or should one wait before, after the antibiotic regimen is finished?
So I have a question for you. What's your name, sir?
George.
George. Okay, George. How did you feel when you took the Augmentin?
Well, no, I just started it the few days.
Because I'll tell you, I think in the last 30 years, the only antibiotic that I ever took was Augmentin, which I prescribed for myself once before. It was like a holiday, Thanksgiving or something, or Passover or something like that. And I was going up to stay in Connecticut and visit some people, and I just didn't want to be, you know, suffering from really bad nasal congestion after a cold. And I thought I'd develop sinusitis. So I was having facial pain, and so I prescribed it for myself. And I got to tell you, I took it for about two or three doses because it wreaked havoc on my digestive tract. And I just said, you know, I'd rather have the sinus pain and just let it resolve on its own, which it did. Without taking the antibiotic. So I'm curious, and different strokes for different folks. Some people don't have that reaction to Augmentin. I'm very sensitive to it. So anyway, it's yes. The answer is yes, take a probiotic. If you take the probiotic a little bit away from the antibiotic, it's more likely to maintain the beneficial bacteria within your intestinal tract. You don't want to kill off everything. I mean, you know, when you take antibiotics during an infection, it's like nuclear winter for your microbiome. It's actually going to destroy not just the harmful bacteria in your nasal passages, but it's going to destroy your beneficial bacteria in your intestinal tract. And you can partially offset that by taking probiotics, like a broad-spectrum probiotic, like Dr. Ahira's probiotic. But only to some extent, because it's going to still do some damage, and you can't completely offset the adverse effects. The other thing I suggest is that people take something called Saccharomyces. And the advantage of Saccharomyces is it's a fungal species. And what it does is it inhibits, it's actually from the yeast family, but it actually inhibits the harmful kind of yeast, the yeast that gives women yeast infections and the yeast that gives people gastrointestinal problems, Candida albicans and other Candida species. So you can take that anytime you want, because even if you take it when you take your Augmentin, it won't be destroyed because it's not a bacteria, it's a fungus. That I would recommend. And, you know, you can partially offset the damage. So good question, practical question, because a lot of people sometimes they have to pull the trigger and take an antibiotic, and that's some of the things that you can do. 877-726-8255, our number. We thank you for your calls and continue to call in. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%, and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions, like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 1-800-221-5868.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals includes crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
Join Token's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. The pharmaceutical industry keeps churning out new drugs, and we'll talk about some of the candidate drugs in a moment, but Senator Bernie Sanders was on the Hill grilling pharmaceutical executives about the high cost of drugs in the U.S. vis-a-vis other countries where they can cost a fraction of what they sell for in the United States. And so, on the one hand, it is a huge money-making machine. On the other hand, they are indeed coming up with some innovative solutions for problems, maybe problems that could better be addressed via lifestyle. But, you know, let's take a look at what's happening on the weight loss drug front. And this is actually from the financial pages. Reuters reports that U.S.-based Eli Lilly, makers of Mounjaro and the newly christened Zepbound, it's actually the same drug, but it's got a different name, and Denmark's Novo Nordisk, makers of Ozempic and Wegovy and Rybelsus, these are blockbuster drugs. In fact, the economy of Denmark is just soaring. You know, the average income of people in Denmark, the gross national product, is dramatically improved simply as a result of Novo Nordisk's success in developing and marketing these drugs. So the article says these companies, Lilly and Novo Nordisk, have struck gold with their weight loss drugs, sending their shares to stratospheric levels and putting them on par with some high-growth tech stocks. So, for example, those of you who play the market know that there is something called a PE, a price-to-earnings ratio, which means the amount that the price of the stock exceeds the earnings. So stocks that are kind of speculative, that are real growth stocks, they have so much more potential than they actually earn that they have a high PE ratio. Lilly shares trade at 56 times the earnings estimates, whereas the average S&P healthcare sector stocks have a PE multiple of 19. So 56 versus 19. When it comes to Novo, their PE ratio 36. So there's a lot of people who believe that they've got the sky's the limit for those companies. Eli Lilly overtook Tesla's market value last month to make the ninth largest U.S. listed company. And Novo briefly knocked off French luxury retail giant LVMH. You know, all the luxury brands are now consolidated under LVMH. You know, it's like the way that General Motors was. You know, there's a lot of different car brands, but they were all GM, you know, Pontiac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Chevrolet, you know, all those grouped under the rubric of GM. Lilly's revenue is expected to jump 76% over the next 3 years. So, yeah. Novo's income expected to rise 68%. So here's an innovation. A lot of people have life-threatening peanut allergies, and one of the ways to deal with that is with desensitization. They're coming up with ways to desensitize people with patches and sublinguals, but it's an arduous process. Headline, first drug okayed for reducing allergic reactions from multiple foods. The drug is, it's an old drug. It's been around for a while. It's called Xolair. It's a monoclonal antibody. Xolair, via injection, is the first medication that appears to help reduce allergic reactions to multiple foods after accidental exposure. Now, we're talking about anaphylactic reactions. We're not thinking like, you know, like, I don't like garlic. It gives me an upset stomach. But these people have life-threatening reactions that are IgE-mediated. Xolair knocks out the IgE. And it turns out that after getting the injections, 68% of the patients who received Xolair were able to eat a single dose of peanut protein after about a half year of treatment without allergic symptoms. So, yeah, hope for people who suffer from life-threatening allergies. Also, this one, are you tired of taking your blood pressure medication? You know, it's kind of like tedious. You got to take your medication every day or maybe a couple times a day, and there's the cost associated with that. And then sometimes you forget your medication. You run out of your medication. So, new solution from Big Pharma, a drug that can be taken once a month to reduce blood pressure. It's given as a subcutaneous injection every 6 months or alternatively every 3 months. They're trying it out. It's called RNA interference with a drug. It hasn't gotten it's got just a generic name. It doesn't yet have a brand name. It's a tongue twister, zilebesiran, for mild to moderate hypertension. So in the future, you may be able to take a shot. It says that single subcutaneous doses of zilebesiran significantly lowered blood pressure for up to 6 months. The drug targets one of the enzymes that's associated with the kidney retaining sodium that...
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at natural grocers, Sprouts,
Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
NewsHour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Correspondent Jan Kim reports on a man in Germany claiming to be responsible for a deadly festival knife attack.
German police say a 26-year-old man has turned himself in, claiming to be behind the deadly knife attack in Zurlingen in the country's west. The suspect is a Syrian citizen who had applied for asylum in Germany. Federal prosecutors say they're investigating on suspicion of murder and membership in a foreign terrorist organization after the Islamic State militant group claimed responsibility. The attack left 3 people dead and 8 wounded at a festival marking Zurlingen's 650th anniversary. A church service has been held near the square where the attack took place. 3 days of celebrations had been planned, for which about 75,000 people had been expected, but have now been cancelled. I'm Nayan Kim.
Also at townhall.com, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson say they expect Boeing will meet the terms of the $4.2 billion contract to build a vehicle to shuttle astronauts not just to, but from the International Space Station.
Boeing has worked very hard with NASA to get the necessary data to make this decision. We want to further understand the root causes and understand the design improvements so that the Boeing Starliner will serve as an important part of our assured crew access to the ISS.
A round of high-level talks in Cairo meant to bring about a ceasefire and hostage deal to at least temporarily end the 10-month Israel-Hamas war in Gaza has ended without a final agreement, but talks will continue at lower levels in the coming days in an effort to bridge remaining gaps. The official, who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss the talks, said lower-level working teams will remain in Cairo to meet with the mediators in this country, Qatar, and Egypt. You'll find more in news and analysis at townhall.com.
Summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it wherever you're hurting. Back, neck, joints, or muscles. In 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Correspondent Naeon Kim reports on the latest attacks in Russia and Ukraine, where at least 5 people have died and journalists were injured as well.
Russia and Ukraine have traded deadly attacks as Moscow sends more reinforcements to its Kursk region to push back Ukrainian troops. 5 people were killed in Ukrainian shelling in Russia's border region of Belgorod. Kyiv has been increasing its strikes inside Russian territory after launching a surprise ground offensive into Russia's Kursk region 2 weeks ago. Humanitarian aid is urgently being delivered to the thousands of Russians who were evacuated from Kursk and are now displaced. Meanwhile, Russian forces struck a hotel in Kramatorsk in the eastern Donetsk region. Two journalists were wounded while a search is underway for a third, who's believed to be trapped under the rubble. They're reported to be journalists from Ukraine, the US, and the UK. I'm Nayan Kim.
News and analysis at townhall.com. Small business owners are overall feeling positive.
An American Express survey found that 83% of owners said that the past 2 years have required them to think more creatively than ever before. And 87% said that each year they feel more confident in their skills as business owners. And the National Federation of Independent Business, meanwhile, said its Small Business Optimism Index rose 2.2 points in July to 93.7, the highest reading since February 2022. John Scott reporting.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell all but proclaimed mission accomplished in the fight against inflation and signaled that interest rate cuts are coming, as much anticipated speech in his Jackson Hole, Wyoming speech. Under Powell, the Fed raised its benchmark rate to the highest level in 23 years to subdue inflation that 2 years ago was running at the hottest pace in more than four decades. You'll find more news on and line and these stories.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics, life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and up first, busy radio performers Doris Singleton and Wally Mayer in an offering of The Whistler. And later we debut yet another five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline with Bob Bailey. It's known as the Midas Touch Matter, and originally played out over five consecutive weeknights in the summer of 1956. But that comes later. We begin with this thrilling offering from November 20th, 1949.
Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
And now the Whistler's strange story, Letters from Aaron Burr.
Beating down on the prison yard, the afternoon sun seemed to fade the grayness somehow, dwarf the height of the high walls. The prisoners, milling slowly about or standing in little groups, were talking quietly, smoking during their brief recess from the chores of the jute mill, the machine and print shops. Yes, it was a let-up in the middle of the afternoon, an easing of pressure on both the men in confinement and the guards who watched them. And in a far corner of the yard, there was one man who actually felt happy, pleased with himself as he talked with an older companion.
You know, Pop, it's still kind of hard to believe. I guess I won't believe it till I actually walk out of those gates.
I envy you, son. Wish I hadn't pulled that last forgery. Figured it'd put me on my feet.
But you figured wrong?
Me, an artist who can duplicate anything. Ernie, I don't want to preach.
Skip it, Pop, skip it.
They try to help you. The prison officials, people outside, too. But it's still the same. $5, a blue serge suit, and a pat on the back. It might as well be a show.
Sure.
I like you, Ernie. You're all right. I want to make sure you stay out of here.
So?
So I'm asking you to do something. There's a place I want you to go. Somebody I want you to see. A Mrs. Alden.
Mrs. Alden?
She's a fine, wonderful old woman. Tries to help people. Lives just for that. You go see her tomorrow afternoon. Tell her I'm well. Talk to her.
I'll talk to her, Pop. About you.
And about yourself. If you need anything, well, she's prominent in the Community Aid Society.
I'll see Mrs. Alden for you. But I'm not looking for any handouts. Oh, there she blows. Back to work. I'll see you later, Pop.
I'll give you that address, honey. Mrs. Alden.
Yeah, sure.
You forget Pop Wiley almost immediately, don't you, Ernie? Yes, because you've other things on your mind, other plans. And the hours drag until the following morning when you're ready to leave. Ready to become Ernie Madden again, rather than number 2214. And then finally, as the big gates open for you and you walk through, there's a car waiting for you. And your old friend Joe Bennett reaches out to shake your hand and pull you inside.
Hello, Ernie. Good to see you again. Really good.
Thanks, Bennett, thanks. Well, I see you got my letter asking you to meet me.
Sure did. Come on, get in. One thing. Take a look across the street there.
What, the dame?
Yeah, you know her?
Never saw her before in my life.
Funny.
Why?
Well, she's been hanging around ever since I pulled up. Kept watching the gate. Just sitting there in the car. Watching. White. Oh, well. What do you want to do, Ernie? Where do you want to go?
First, take me to the best men's store in town.
And then?
And then you can let me have a couple of $100. I want to get started right.
Check. You can't beat this place, honey, unless you want to go in for some tailored stuff.
No. This'll do fine. I just want to get out of this blue serge, that's all. Yeah. Well, I'll see you later, Bennett. Thanks for the lift and the loan.
I'll go in with you and wait for you. Some of the boys want to see
you. No, thanks. You go ahead. Tell the boys I'll look them up.
Well, okay. Hey, wait a minute. Your friend.
Hmm?
The dame. She's still with us. See? Across the street?
Well, so she is. Well, she won't know me when I come out of here, Bennett. Clothes make a new man.
Yeah, I don't like it. You gotta find out what she's up to.
Maybe I will, but not until I can make a better impression. So long, kid.
So long.
You enter the clothing store and buy the suit you've been dreaming about. Then you have to kill some time, don't you, Ernie, while the tailor in the clothing store makes some hurried alterations on your new suit. You walk across the street to a small bar. You're about to slide onto a stool when you see something in the mirror. The girl again, taking a booth only a few feet away. You turn and walk over to her.
Something on your mind, honey?
I beg your pardon.
And I beg yours. Only I shouldn't. You've been following me, sweetheart, all morning, ever since I checked out of my, last hotel.
If you'll sit down, I'll try to explain.
I'm listening.
But you didn't listen to Pop Wiley and go to see Mrs. Alden, did you?
Oh, you know Pop.
Mrs. Alden does. I work for her.
Oh, sort of a watchdog to see that charity cases don't go astray?
Not a watchdog. A social secretary. And not charity.
No, just a helping hand.
Oh, word.
And what do you get out of it? Not a living.
I donate my time. Not all of it, of course, but I'm there every evening. I also have a curio shop. You know, antiques, old manuscripts, objects of art.
I think a couple of martinis would be objects of art right now. May I?
Please, I know how little...
How little you poor boys are given to start out again in the cold, cold world. Now, you're wrong, honey, about me. I don't need a helping hand, a kind word, or a loose buck.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And don't let the blue serge fool you. I'm changing that, too.
Oh?
Oh, yeah, you won't know me. I just bought me a complete new outfit. Taylor had to make a few alterations, you know, cuffs, sleeves, padding in the shoulders.
Really? I'd have thought in your case they'd have to take a little padding out.
Well, thanks. You're cute, too. Oh, waiter!
Never mind ordering for me. I think you can manage drinking alone. You seem so self-sufficient.
Okay, it's your loss, honey.
I'm sure of it. Goodbye.
You ought to stick around and see me with the shoulder padding.
You return to the clothing store and change to your new suit. As you leave, you look around, half expecting to see the girl again. You feel better now, don't you, Ernie, with a new suit on. And it gives you a certain satisfaction to pay cash for it. Tell the tailor to throw your old one away or give it to charity. Half a block away, you stop. Turn as you see someone crossing the street. It's the girl again, isn't it? And she doesn't think you've seen her. You step back against the building and watch as she enters the store you just left. She comes out a few minutes later carrying something in a suit box. She crosses the street again, enters an alley. And that's when your curiosity takes over completely. You hurry after her. As she reaches her parked car, you see her take the blue serge suit, which you discarded from the box. A moment later, she tears at the lining with a nail file and takes something out.
Oh. Hello, honey.
What do you want?
What do you got? From the suit, I mean. My suit.
You threw it away. The clerk said you didn't want it.
But you did, huh? Why, for charity? A less fortunate case, maybe?
Yes, yes, that's it.
No, that isn't it. Let me see.
No, give me that. It's nothing you...
It's, some sort of a letter. Signed by... Huh? Aaron Burr.
It's just a joke.
On who? Not Aaron Burr. No. Hey, wait a minute, honey. An old letter smuggled out of the pen in my suit. Why?
Please, give it to me. I
give it? Pop Wiley, the forgery artist. He's still at it.
No, that isn't true.
It's the letter that isn't true, honey. Just a clever forgery, huh? And say, it's pretty clever how you managed to smuggle the stuff out of there. On the backs of the poor unfortunates.
All right. So what are you going to do about it? Go to the police?
Me? Honey, I never want to see another cop. Say, this paper is special parchment, isn't it?
That's right.
Properly aged and the right texture, no doubt. How did you get it to the old boy in the first place?
If you must know, it was smuggled into the prison tailor shop where he works.
Oh?
In the bolts of cloth.
You know, that's pretty neat, Miss...
Fenton. Louise Fenton.
Fenton? Fenton and Madden. No, Madden and Fenton. Well, that sounds kind of nice. I'm partner? Well, what's so funny?
It's going to be a short partnership, Mr. Madden. This is the last letter.
Oh? What's the matter? Pop's good old right hand getting shaky?
No. But the sale of items like this is.
Last one, huh? So, how much do I get?
Half.
Half?
Oh, I should say about $5,000.
$5,000, huh? Well, not bad. Not bad at all.
And now, partner, will you give me the letter so I can make arrangements for its sale?
With pleasure. Oh, and when and where do I pick up my dividend?
I'll have it for you. Where are you staying?
Well, the California Hotel, probably.
I'll bring it to you there tomorrow.
Good. And, partner?
Yes?
Don't get any ideas like this Aaron Burr guy had. I mean, pulling a fastie, shall we say?
Don't worry.
Oh, but I will. I'll be sticking close to you, honey, right up till we meet again when you deliver those 5,000 wonderful green clams. Yeah, till then, I'll think of nothing else.
We'll be back with more of The Whistler right after this short break.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Goldleaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Goldleaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Goldleaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
And now let's wrap up this tale from The Whistler on When Radio Was.
Advice from Pop Wiley is about to pay off for you, isn't it? More than Pop planned, of course. He wanted you to go to Mrs. Alden's house for another reason, didn't he? So that his accomplice, Louise Fenton, could somehow manage to get your suit and the letter that Pop forged. The letter supposedly written over 100 years ago by Aaron Burr, and worth quite a sum in the current collector's market. Yes, you spoiled it all for them by catching Louise in the act of ripping the lining of the discarded suit given you the day you left prison. Now they're forced to include you in their highly profitable enterprise. There's always the danger, however, that Louise will be foolish enough to try to run out on you. And you wonder about it after she leaves you. Wonder, too, about Mrs. Alden and where she fits into the plan. You decide not to take any chances. That evening you pay a visit to Mrs. Alden and surprise Louise.
You! I thought...
Sorry, honey, I got lonesome. Wanted to talk some more.
You shouldn't have come here.
Why not? This is where Pop told me to come in the first place, to see Mrs. Alden.
She's upstairs, asleep. I told you I'd bring you the money.
I thought you just might have picked it up earlier.
All right, I did. Here, I have it for you. Just a minute.
Oh, it's okay. I'll just come in and sit down and we'll,
Who is it, Louise?
Oh, it's Mrs. Alden.
So I'll see you.
No, you've got to leave.
Louise!
It's all right, Mrs. Alden.
Where does she figure?
She has nothing to do with it. Just an eccentric old lady who
happens... Louise, I didn't ask if it was all right. I said, who is it?
Oh, why, it's only...
Never mind. Now that I'm down here, he can answer for himself. Well, young man...
My name is Madden, Mrs. Alden. I've heard about the wonderful work you're doing. I mean, with some of these boys getting out of prison.
Oh?
Yes, and I'd sort of like to, well, help in some way.
Mr. Madden means a small donation, Mrs. Alden. Perhaps like the set of books you donated to the prison library.
Oh, no, no, Miss Bethan, that isn't what I mean. No, I want to be actively engaged. Help you, perhaps. Be here for several days or a week or on call or... Oh, anything, Mrs. Alden, anything at all.
Well, we can certainly use help, can't we, Louise?
Yes. Yes, certainly.
Yes, Yes, Ernie. Your services are welcome to Mrs. Alden. Not to Louise, of course. But that isn't important. All that matters is that you're near her. She gives you your share of the money for the sale of the letter. Despite what she told you, you decide to remain on hand for any word that might indicate future possibilities in the transactions between Louise and Pop Wiley. It comes sooner than you expected. When a few days later you drop in at Louise's curio shop, hear her in a telephone conversation.
That's right, Mr. Slagle. I'll have the Aaron Burr letter for you Tuesday. Tuesday evening. What's that? Oh, yes, yes, of course. You'll have the money. Yes, my price is $25,000. All right, Tuesday.
Tuesday. That's all you need to hear. Louise Fenton lied to you, didn't she, Ernie? There is another letter. Then you know just how it will be smuggled out of prison. Yes. And that's why you're waiting outside the gates on Tuesday, bright and early, ready to intercept a certain party who's being released.
Hello, Sid.
Huh? Oh, Ernie Madden. What are you doing around here?
Oh, I just came by to see you.
Me?
Yeah, yeah. I'm tied in with a new outfit now.
So long, kid.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. This is legit.
Yeah?
Sure. Sure, I'm working with the Community Aid Society. An old lady named Mrs. Alden runs it.
Oh, her? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pop made me promise that I'd see her, but I changed my mind. I don't want her charity.
Well, all right, all right. You don't have to talk to her if you don't want her. But she gave me the dough for a suit for you.
Yeah? Well, what's wrong with the one I got on? Okay, so it ain't the last word. Look, I'll see you around, huh?
All right, if you feel that way about it. Well, come on, if you're going into town, I'll give you a lift. I got a car down the block. It's a free ride. You don't mind?
A ride I can use.
You get him away just in time, don't you, Ernie? Because as you round the corner, you see Louise's car pull up to the prison gate. You drive off before she can follow. Now you're alone with Sid. And you know it's not going to be easy getting him to part with his prison issue, the serge suit. A suit that's worth $25,000 because of the letter hidden in the shoulder padding. You've made up your mind, haven't you, Ernie? Yes, you're going to stay close to Sid in that suit he's wearing. And you do in the hours that follow. As you drive him several places while he tries to find a girl he used to know. Late that afternoon, he wants to make another call in hopes of reaching her. You let Sid off at a drugstore and find a parking place just around the corner. Light a cigarette, sit back, and wait for Sid to return. You've got to get that suit from him. And the letter that you're certain is hidden in the shoulder pad. Yes, but how, Ernie? He gives you enough time to think it over clearly and decide what you must do. Quickly, you step around to the back of the car, the baggage compartment. Your hand closes over the heavy wrench. You slip it into your pocket. You'll just have to take Sid for a little ride in the country if you're going to get that letter, won't you, Ernie? You're just easing in behind the wheel again when Sid joins you.
No, Ernie, she still don't answer.
Wow, that's tough. Say, how about a little ride out there?
Ernie, Ernie, I've been thinking about seeing my girl and everything. That offer you made me this morning, still good?
You mean about the new suit?
Yeah.
Sure.
So a nice old lady wants to buy me a classy outfit. So what's wrong with it, huh? It makes her happy. What I got against making an old lady happy?
Now you're talking, Sid.
So I let her buy me a suit. Sure, it's a smart thing to do.
Sid, this is probably the smartest move you ever made.
Huh?
Skip it, kid, skip it. Yes, I think you'll really enjoy this suit, sir. Now, let me see. I'm going to have to shorten my sleeves a little. Making a bit here and here.
Yeah, the pants, too, pal.
Of course. I'll have our tailor here in just a moment. By the way, will it take long? Well, we've been rather busy, you know. Oh, I'd say we could have it ready sometime tomorrow afternoon. Look, pal. Maybe you and the tailor could get together. Here, split this 20 between you and get the suit out for my friend while he waits. Huh?
Well, I think perhaps we can arrange that. The alterations are minor, really.
Fine, fine. Here you are, and this will take care of the suit.
Thank you.
Hey, you leaving early?
Yes, I have a very important date, Sid. Here's a magazine you can read while you're in the dressing room waiting for the alterations.
And look, Sid, I'll just take this blue serge of yours with me. Mrs. Alden, you know, she can give it to somebody who could really use it, see? I'll see you around, pal.
Back at your hotel room, you rip open the suit coat. And there it is, Ernie. Neatly concealed in the shoulder padding, the letter from Aaron Burr. The letter that you're sure is a forgery from the skilled pen of Pop Wiley. And it will bring you $25,000. It takes you a little time to find the man you're looking for, Mr. Slagle, the man Louise spoke to. But finally, you find his phone number, call his office, and then...
Hello?
Hello, is Mr. Slagle in?
Hello, Ernie.
Louise.
Yes, Ernie, I've been expecting you to call. When I didn't hear from you, I knew you'd call here. So I've already talked with Mr. Slagle.
What's the idea?
I told him, darling, partner, that you'd be delivering the letter. You can meet us at my curio shop. You know the address.
Okay. What time?
8 o'clock will be fine. And don't be late, Ernie. Mr. Slagle is a very interested buyer.
Well, Ernie, Louise has outguessed you, hasn't she? But it's still a windfall, and you'll still share in Mr. Slagle's payment. Shortly before 8, you drive across town. Enter Louise Fenton's curio shop.
Oh, come in, Ernie. Come in.
Hello, Louise.
I want you to meet Mr. Slagle. Mr. Slagle, Mr. Davis, my associate.
How do you do, Mr. Davis?
Mr. Slagle.
You have the letter, Ernie.
Oh, yes, yes. Here you are, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, yes, this is it. And now, Miss Fenton, this envelope is for you. If you care to count the money...
No, that won't be necessary, Mr. Slagle. Thank you.
Ah, after all these years, the letter is mine. You don't know what this letter means to me, Miss Fenton, Mr. Davis.
And you don't know what this envelope means to me.
To both of us, darling.
Of course, Ernie. To both of us.
It's over, Ernie. You've sold the Aaron Burr letter to Mr. Slagle, and he's given you and Louise the $25,000. It's fantastic, isn't it? How you unknowingly brought the first letter out of prison in the suit they gave you on the day of your parole. How you discovered the clever plot between Louise Fenton and old Pop Wiley, the imprisoned forger. But Louise caught on to you when you intercepted the second letter, unwittingly smuggled out by Sid Nolan. Yet it really doesn't matter now. Because the money Mr. Slagle just paid for it is enough for both of you. You smile as Mr. Slagle leaves the shop. But as he does, someone else enters.
Hello, Madden.
Huh? Oh, hello, Slari. Well, what do you want?
A word. In private, if you'd rather.
No, it's okay. Miss Fenton, Lieutenant Solari, Police
How
Department.
How do you do?
How do you do, miss?
Well, all right. What brings you around here, Lieutenant?
Sid Nolan. The two of you got pretty chummy today. Spent an awful lot of time together. You ought to know we don't like a couple of parolees palling around.
Well, okay. I was just doing them a favor.
All right, that's fine. I just thought I'd come around and warn you. Better break it up.
Sure. Don't worry. Anything else?
No, nothing else.
Miss Fenton, Mr. Davis.
Slagle.
Pardon me for interrupting. I just wanted to say if you ever run across any more Aaron Burr originals...
Yes, of course.
I'll pay a good price.
Pardon me, Mr.
Slagle, Augustus Slagle. You are a collector, too?
Oh, of sorts.
Then you'll be interested in this letter I just purchased from Miss Fenton, Mr. Davis. A letter by Aaron Burr. Here, look.
Mm-hmm. Sure this is the real thing?
Real? Why, of course. I know it is. Why, you ask?
I was just wondering. Your Mr. Davis here isn't really Mr. Davis at all. His name's Ernie Madden. Got out of state prison just a week ago.
What?
Yeah. And he's a good friend of Pop Wiley's. Maybe you heard of Pop. An expert forger. Very good at things like this.
You mean this letter? You think it's...
I think we'd better take this downtown and have it checked. How about it, Ernie?
Okay. Okay, Sir Larry, why bother? It's a phony, sure, just like all the others.
Ernie!
Look, sweetheart, look. When you're caught cold, it's no use, I know.
Yeah. You know, don't you, Ernie? Okay, let's go, the both of you.
Ernie, you stupid fool. Now there'll be an investigation. They'll find out about the other letters I've sold, the forgeries.
They've got us dead to rights. When they check this letter...
They'll find it not a forgery. Pop Wiley had to have something to work from, so I bought the original Aaron Burr letter and sent it to him. And that was it. The one we just sold to Mr. Slagle.
Featured in tonight's story were Wally Mayer and Doris Singleton. The Whistler was produced and directed by George W. Allen, with story by Joel Malone, music by Wilbur Hatch, and was transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. The Whistler is entirely fictional, and all characters portrayed on The Whistler are also fictional. Any similarity of names or resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Remember, at this same time next Sunday, another strange tale by The Whistler.
And that was The Whistler in Letters from Aaron Burr from November 20th, 1949. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Wind Radio Was, we debut yet another yours truly Johnny Dollar five-part storyline, known as the Midas Touch Matter. It begins right after this.
Fall, 1951. It's a drizzly night in Seattle. In a room on the second floor of a dingy hotel, on a sway-backed bed smelling of smoke and dust, lies a troubled man.
From the imagination of writer-producer Jim French comes 24 radio noirs, produced in the classic style by modern talent.
The living room is an indoor garden. Baskets of ferns, vases with cut flowers. Whoever lives here must have a green thumb. Everything's lush and alive. Except for the man sprawled halfway into the kitchen on his back. He has a steady stare and a dark red stain on his sweater. And he is very dead.
Phil Harper stars as Seattle sleuth Harry Nile in Radio Spirit's 8-CD set, Harry Nile, The Hour of My Death.
Oh! Are you okay?
Something went right by my nose.
It was a bullet. Someone shot at us from that car.
For a limited time, you can get The Adventures of Harry Nile, The Hour of My Death, for half price. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code OFFER77 to get these 24 exciting adventures for just $15.98.
I don't know, Harry. I've been a cop in this town going on 25 years, and I never seen anything like this. This makes 3 bank jobs and 2 jewelry jobs in 10 days. And if we got a suspect, forget it.
Can you solve each mystery before Harry does?
There's something that should be in the room that isn't here. And something that shouldn't be here that is here.
Save 50% on Harry Nile, The Hour of My Death at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code OFFER77. But don't wait too long.
Timing is everything.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
It's the world's only movable all-in-one PC, and it's all about versatility. It's HP's Envy Move. It looks like a 24-inch TV with a handle on top and a super cool and handy kickstand. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong has more.
You can move it from room to room, like say you're working from the office, and then you want to go watch movies in the living room. You grab the handle and just take it with you, or maybe you want to follow recipes in the kitchen. It's a beautiful display. It's got premium features with this high definition display. It's got adaptive surround sound for movies and games. And the Envy Move also has a powerful Intel processor, and it's designed with recycled materials, which is really cool and super thoughtful. So I just think it's also a lot of fun, and it looks amazing in person.
Check out HP's Envy Move at hp.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was and the launch of another five-part Johnny Dollar storyline. It's the Midas Touch Matter, which originally played out in the summer of 1956. Here's part one.
From Hollywood, it's time now for
Johnny Dollar.
Pat McCracken, Universal Adjustment Bureau.
Oh, hi, Pat.
This is my third call. Where you been?
Out buying some tackle. Want to go fishing?
Fishing?
Yeah, I'm heading down to New York State. Esopus River, maybe the Beaver Kill. Try to snag myself some nice trout. And, Patsy, my fishing is one thing you aren't going to interfere with.
Wouldn't think of it. But why don't you try Lake Mojave?
Where's that?
Along the Colorado River, out between Nevada and Arizona.
What?
Sure, be the guest of Greater Southwest Insurance and Liability.
What are you talking about?
I don't know how you'd value those Esopus River trout. There's a fish out there that may be worth $3 million. Johnny?
I'll be right over.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to Greater Southwest Insurance and Liability Company, Kingman, Arizona office. Following is an accounting of expenses incurred during my investigation of the Midas Touch matter. Expense account item one, cab fare from my apartment to the Universal Adjustment Bureau, 8242 North Spring. When I got there, Pat McCracken was standing holding the door of his office open for me.
Mind you, Johnny, but don't bother sitting down.
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
It means you haven't got time. You all packed?
Oh, you bet I am. For a trip to the Esopus and some of those pretty rainbows and eastern brook trout. Got a new lure oil called Fast Strike I want to try out. I hear it's great.
Sorry, but if there's going to be any actual fishing, it's going to be for Lake Mojave Bass.
Says you.
Here are your plane tickets. Here to New York, nonstop to Los Angeles, and out to Las Vegas. And there you'll have to go to Kingman, Arizona by car.
Slow down, boys. Slow down.
The man to see in Kingman is Jake Kessler at Southwest Insurance.
Oh, Pat.
Yeah?
You mind telling me what it's all about?
The Midas Touch Mine.
New racket and uranium?
I said Midas. Gold mine.
Oh, sure. Well, what's the insurance angle?
Ask Jake Kessler when you get to Kingman.
Well, but you can at least tell
Look,
me what...
you've only got 20 minutes to catch your plane to New York.
You mean if I decide...
And with $1.5 million, maybe $3 million at stake, nobody's going to quibble too much over your expense account.
Maybe I should take a crack at those Lake Mojave bass. Expense account items 2 and 3, 290 even, a handful of American Express traveler's checks, and cab fare back to my apartment for my luggage. Then to the airport from my plane to New York to Las Vegas, Nevada. It was 11:30 p.m. when the big plane slowly glided down out of the clear starlit sky. And unless you've seen the millions, billions of stars that twinkle brightly through the clear, dry air over the Mojave Desert, you've missed a real thrill. We glided down toward the landing strip on the edge of the town of Las Vegas. From the air, the myriad multicolored lights made the fabulous resort sparkle like a field of jewels. Item 4, 30 cents phone calls to car rental agencies. They were all closed. Item 5, 65 cents per cab to the Flamingo Hotel, where I decided to spend the night and drive on to Kingman in the morning. Item 6, hotel overnight, food, and incidentals, $178.30. If you know Las Vegas, you know what that word incidentals means.
15 odds and black. Place your bets, please.
Place your bets. All right. There we go.
I'll say this much. I tried to make some expense money on the side, but, well, I guess I shouldn't have tried to cover so many of the gambling joints. If I'd stayed at the Flamingo, where I'd always made me a buck or two at the casino. But this time, Lady Luck just wasn't on my side. Anyway, well... Item 7, $50. Deposit on a rental car the next morning. I headed south and east toward Kingman, Arizona. First stop, Hoover Dam, where that tremendous hunk of steel and masonry straddles the Nevada-Arizona state line. And I took a brief but longing look at what I could see of Giant Lake Mead. I wanted to stay right there, break out my fishing tackle, and take a crack at some of the huge lunker bass for which Lake Mead is famous. But duty is duty, or something. Anyhow, I hit the highway again across the hot, dry desert toward the city of Kingman. At this time of year, at this time of morning, the thermometer hits the 100 mark without any trouble at all. And the occasional swimming pools and motels outside Kingman look pretty inviting. But I drove straight to Jake Kessler's insurance office on East Palm Drive.
Well, hi. You must be Dollar.
It's a good name. Come on in.
Jake was tall, angular, well-tanned, and dressed in blue jeans, open denim shirt, high-heeled boots, and broad-brimmed hat. He looked as though he'd be more at home on a range pony than in this insurance office.
All right, Dollar, let me tell you what this is all about.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Kisser.
Jake, you want the folks around town to think I'm putting on airs?
Okay, Jake.
By the way, Johnny, I hope you didn't make any arrangements to stay right here in Kingman, did you?
No, my bags are still out in the car.
Good. I got a place waiting for you down at Catherine Landing.
What's it say?
Lake Mojave Resort, what they call it now. Nice cabins, good restaurant, nice people, right down at the edge of the lake. Too bad you aren't a fisherman.
Well, I just happened to have brought along a couple of rods and reels.
Good boy, then you'll love it. Buster Favor down there will show you spots where you can haul in the prettiest mess of largemouth bass you ever saw. 5-6 pounds, maybe more.
Oh, stop making my mouth water, Jake. I'm supposed to be here working on a case.
Well, every man's entitled to a little time off for fishing. And you look like you could stand some.
Brother, you are killing me. Listen, Pat McCracken at Universal Adjustment Bureau said something about a gold mine.
Yeah, I contacted Pat because I knew he'd know where to find you. It's the Midas Touch Mine, Johnny. And it's right down that neighborhood where you'll be staying.
Well?
The mine was abandoned back in the early 30s. Worked out, apparently. But about a year ago, Hard Luck Dennis took another look at it.
Who's he?
Dennis? Yeah. Prospector, promoter. Here and there, Arizona, Nevada, California, he's found himself an old mine, pecked away at it, and managed to scratch out a fair living for himself.
You said promoter.
Yeah, well, that was in Texas, mostly. Never was able to get the full story, but it appears he got some folks to invest in some kind of phony oil stock down there a couple of years ago and had to skip out. Couldn't have been too serious, though, because the law never bothered chasing him up here.
Or else he was able to make things look legal enough.
Could be, could be. Anyhow, he's been back in this country for a while now, poking around the hills, looking for the big strike again. You know how prospectors are.
Yeah, I've heard.
Finally, a while back, he started prowling around the old Midas Touch. First thing you know, he got a lease on it.
Well, I still don't see the insurance connection.
You will. You will. And you won't like it.
Okay, go on.
Well, next thing we knew, he'd got a report on some ore samples he'd brought into town here at the assay office. Johnny, well, you wouldn't believe it.
Good, huh?
Johnny, it looked like a prospector's dream come true. Ore worth about $1,100 a ton. All right, now, it takes money to work a mine like that, no matter how you figure it. First of all, he had a big pumping job to do.
Pumping? Out there in the middle of the desert?
That's right. You see, when there was just the Colorado River running down the valley, it was different. But since Davis Dam was put in to form Lake Mojave about 10 years ago, the level of the water table in that whole area is raised considerably.
Oh, I see.
The Midas Touch was in a low spot, and parts of it were dug pretty deep. So now, with seepage from the lake feeding it, the lower level filled up with water.
Yeah. Well, now, Jake...
Simmer down, Johnny. I'm getting to it.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605 4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And now let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Well, now, Jake.
Simmer down, Johnny. I'm getting to it. Hard luck Dennis needed money. A lot of money. So who should he come to but the Haskell brothers, three of my best clients.
So what happened?
I hate to keep chewing your ear off this way, but I've got to give you some background.
Shoot.
Ernie, Kevin, and George Haskell are money men from back east.
What do you mean, money men?
Oh, brokers. You know, stock market.
Oh.
Well, they made themselves a big pile of dough, got the usual ulcers doing it, and then decided to give up and get as far away from New York as possible.
I don't blame them, but about
but
this...
But when they got out here, instead of just retiring and taking it easy, you know, much as you might like it at first, you can get pretty bored just riding around on horseback and hunting and fishing all the time.
Get tired of fishing?
Huh?
Nothing. Go on.
Yeah, well, after a few months, they decided they'd have to have something to do with themselves, or at least something to occupy their minds, so they bought up the old Too Lazy Two ranch.
Cattle?
80,000 acres northeast in here. Not very good grazing land, but enough to keep 200-300 head of beef alive, and with Alex Bundy as their foreman, they did all right.
Well, now let's get down to...
Gentlemen ranchers, they called themselves, and that's just about what it amounted to. They built a nice house on the property, settled in it, and... Well, not much work, but just enough worry and responsibility so that time didn't hang too heavy on the hands. Now.
Now?
Now. All their insurance is with my company. The Straight Life, that is. $500,000 apiece.
And you're afraid something's
going to... Yes, sir. $500,000 each and double indemnity.
Wow. $1 million apiece in case of death by accident.
Right. Accident. So, let's get back to Hard Luck Dennis.
Well, that part's easy, isn't it?
Is it?
Sure. Dennis needs money to open his mine. The Haskell boys are obviously loaded.
Right. First off, even before he got his lease, he tried to sweet-talk him into putting up some money, but after years of fooling around with those bulls and bears in Wall Street, they were too smart for that. So we took him down in the mine, let him chip off some samples of ore, and had him take it themselves down at the assay office.
And was that the ore that you said tested so high?
Yes, sir. And from the minute they saw the report on it, you couldn't have held them back with a 20-mule team.
How much did they go in for?
$20,000 apiece, cash, on the strength of a handwritten agreement with Hard Luck Dennis that they'd get 30% of whatever came out of the mine.
Okay, Jake, now let's get down to business. Are you afraid that something connected with this Midas Touch mine and Hard Luck Dennis has put the Haskell brothers in jeopardy?
I'm afraid it's got beyond that, Johnny.
Huh?
3 days ago, Hard Luck took the Haskells over to the mine again for another look.
Yeah?
Cave in. They finished digging their bodies out yesterday morning. All three of them.
Hard Luck Dennis?
He wasn't caught in that cave in.
Where is he?
Who knows?
Then for you, it's a question of a $3 million payoff on the policies or $1.5 million.
Yep, Johnny. A question of accident or murder.
Then for me, it's a matter of finding a killer.
Yeah. Named Hard Luck Dennis. And when you do, look out for him.
Yeah. Tell me, Jake, does anybody know I've come here to look into this?
Oh, the whole town, I'm afraid. Maybe I should have kept it quiet.
Well, sometimes it is better if...
Where are the policies?
Here, I'll get them for you. They're right in this little side office.
Who are the beneficiaries?
There's only one. The girl that is, or that was, married to Kevin Haskell. The other two are bachelors. She lives at the ranch.
She filed a claim yet?
No.
Well, can you make the coroner's reports available to me?
Anytime you want. As soon as we get through here,
I'll know. Take it for you. Johnny Dollar, I mean, this is the office
Dollar.
Of...
You're the one I want to talk to.
Huh?
I want to talk to you. I want you to meet me alone.
Oh? Who are you?
Tell you where and when in a second. And don't come carrying a gun. Because, mister, I can outdraw you 2-1.
Who is this?
They call me Hardluck Dennis.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, I find that one of the fishermen who hangs around Lake Mojave is a character called Death. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote this week's story. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Midas Touch Matter, our latest Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar storyline. It originally played back in July 1956. We'll have part two at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and joining Bob Bailey in that installment, Parley Bear is Jake Kessler. Bear showed up on that series many times playing different roles. With the exception of Dollar, the only real continuing character on the five-part version was Pat McCracken of the Universal Adjustment Bureau. Although portrayed by other actors as well, it was usually Herb Butterfield as Patsy. Often cast as bosses, Butterfield will play the mysterious commissioner on a Brian Dunleavy-led adventure radio program. Can you name it? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits. A fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra, So Rare by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, Red River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and you'll also receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77. Return to Paradise with Percy Faith and Honky Tonk by Bill Doggett by ordering A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77 to get reduced shipping and handling.
Don't wait. This 3-CD set of 75 timeless instrumental hits can be yours for the amazing low price of $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Receive your special bonus of reduced shipping and handling by entering or mentioning coupon code SUMMER77.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
So we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about Herb Butterfield. In addition to voicing Pat McCracken on Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, he also spent time as a mysterious commissioner on the adventure series Dangerous Assignment, starring Brian Dunleavy, as international troubleshooter Steve Mitchell. Those two also appeared together in a brief television version. I'm Greg Bell, and we are done, but please remember to stop by the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.